Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keels, Ohio State men's basketball. Announced the remainder of their non-conference schedule today. Outside of the games already known, the Buckeyes with home games that won't be returned against Youngstown State, Marshall, UMBC, Lipscomb, Stony Brook, and Mississippi Valley State. Baseball, Cleveland Guardians go for a second straight win hosting San Francisco. Guardians a game and a half out on the wild card, 4.5 back in the American League Central. Cincinnati Reds continue at home with St. Louis. Columbus Clippers are at home at Huntington Park tonight, continuing their series with St. Paul. Houston Texans in the NFL have lost wide receiver Jaden Higgins for the season. He suffered a torn ACL in practice yesterday. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
About to enter a land of audio delight so awesome that you'll drop all important obligations to get your daily fix. Even Marconi, inventor of the radio, couldn't have imagined the pleasures that are about to invade your ear holes.
Oh, yes.
Try as you might, there's no escape. Let's begin.
How? Good afternoon.
This is Common Man and Timmy.
Doing good, Mike.
Featuring Panama Ted.
Too hot.
With special guests, Nicole Sheeran.
Yeah, dog.
Jen Winters.
I will kick you in the junk.
Jeff Rimmer.
I will be around to haunt you forever.
And Chris Collinsworth.
I mean, are you kidding me?
Broadcasting live from the corner of Cracky and Sacky.
Excuse me.
Here's Common Man and Timmy.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing.
Happy Wednesday. Welcome in. The good clean boy is out today, so the good filthy girl is here. Nicole Sheeran.
That's right.
From 10TV. Who's done nothing but complain. What? Since she sat down in this studio.
I didn't even complain once. Well, I did. I said it was very cold in here, and that's why I'm wearing my leather jacket early.
Right, let me tell you something. So this is for the people out there. I go up to Nicole, 10 minutes for the show. You ready?
Yeah.
Need anything?
No.
You sure you're ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. So sit down. The open of the show is playing. She looks over at me.
I gotta pee.
It's like I'm with a child. I told you before that you needed to go. Because now you're on the radio and you can't just leave to pee.
But you know what? You know, like sometimes it's kind of fun to just test how long you can go.
No.
Yeah, it is. It's like, how long can I last? You know, it's
like,
I
got
this.
So a few years back when the Nintendo Wii was a hot item.
Oh, those were fun.
Right, and you couldn't get it in the store.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, parents were lining up at Target, like, overnight because they would get five of them in that day. And they would, you know, be there to be the first ones to get them. And then bring them home and surprise their children or put them on eBay and sell them for more money. Whatever. And so the radio station, I forget this radio station, not this one, but this particular radio station did a contest called Hold Your Pee for a Wii. All right.
That's iconic.
So they had listeners come in and drink like gallons of water. I forget how much water they had to drink, but it was like maybe 3 gallons of water.
Oh, my
God. Something like that. And the last one to pee won the Wii.
Okay? I would win.
Hold your pee for a Wii. So, you know, people are dropping out. They're I got pee. They pee. And they're out of the contest. One woman, she was the last one, held her pee for the Wii. She wins the prize. Then finally, she gets to relieve herself, right? She's so excited, takes the prize, the Wii. She goes home, dead.
You're lying.
Died.
This isn't real.
No, it's true.
How long did she hold her pee for?
It was the amount of pee that she was holding in there. It did something internally. Nobody thought. The radio station didn't think like you can get sick and die.
Well, yeah.
From holding water in your bladder. Because it's just water. There's nothing else there. But she did. She died. Radio station got in a lot of trouble.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Remember that, Teddy?
I mean,
your pee for a Wii.
At least she had a Wii, though. Right?
She's dead.
She has the Wii.
Her child was
having a grand old time with the Wii. Why do you know that?
Excuse me, Johnny.
Were you in attendance?
Your mother's dead. But she did win this Wii.
She did win.
That's what it would be like for my kid.
Yeah, oh, 100%.
Because Wii doesn't do anything for her. But for my kid, it would be like her own phone or a tablet, which she's not allowed to have. Some kids are. Mine's not. You do you. I do me. Right? If you were to go up to my kid and say, bad news, your father has died. But before he died, he bought you this tablet. She would cry for maybe 1 minute and then wipe those tears and forget I ever existed.
That's exactly right.
As she immersed herself in the tablet.
Right. Yeah.
What was your one thing when you were a kid? Like, what was the one toy that you needed to have that maybe you got and it was the greatest gift in the world, or you never got and you secretly still resent your parents to this day?
So I still loved the phone that I got, but I did resent them a little bit because I had a hot pink Razer flip phone.
Look at you.
I loved it. I was obsessed. I thought it was so cool, like smacking my phone closed, like the flip phone, and being like, hello, okay, I have to go now. And then like closing it like I was the coolest girl on the block. But all my friends had the slide, you know, like the switch where it slid up and it slid to the side. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
And it had the big keyboard and it flipped up and then it would slide.
Oh, the BlackBerry?
Kind of, but it wasn't a BlackBerry. It would flip up and then go to the side as well. Like, it would slide up and slide
to the side. Okay, I kind of know what you're talking about.
And I was so annoyed that I never got one because I'm over here trying to text old school with, like, clicking 1-4 times to get C, you know, and then you got to click number 5 to get H. And then it's like, it took me forever to type, hi, how are you? Meanwhile, all my girly friends are, like, sliding their phone sideways, backwards, upside down, and I never had one of those.
You ever think your whole life could have been different if you just had one of those phones?
Yeah.
Like the butterfly effect. Like one thing changes your entire life.
Entire life.
I think about that all the time. I can't get it out of my head. I met my wife, the lovely Mrs. Common Man, in an airport.
That story is iconic.
We were on the same flight. The flight was delayed and we started to chat it up and then we got married, right? Oh. But if that flight is on time, if that flight is not delayed, my entire life is different. Maybe if you had that phone, you'd be a completely different person.
I can tell you one thing about meeting her on a flight. Whoever was sitting next to me on my flight last night, probably sad they were because there was no air conditioning on my plane last night from Atlanta to Columbus.
I'm sorry.
And there was no electricity. The plugs didn't work. The TVs didn't work on the back of the seats. Like, we were basically in a cardboard box that flew in the air.
See, the thing is, if that happens, then you should get a discount.
I know. I'm going to complain to Delta.
When you land, there should be AEP will do this. If your power is out for a significant period of time, they'll credit you, I guess, for time that you lost. I don't know.
Yeah.
Delta should credit you for being uncomfortable on that plane.
I was sweating. Like, when I fly, I wear sweatpants and a sweatshirt. Okay? I'm comfy. I was sweating bullets. I was sweating in places I should not be sweating. And I was so uncomfortable that the person next to me probably thought something was wrong with me because I couldn't stop moving.
Swampy?
Very swampy.
Yeah.
Swampy.
Front or back? Both?
Mostly back. Mostly back.
All right. How you doing, Ted?
Doing good, Mike.
How you doing, Tress?
Doing good, Mike.
All right. It's Good Clean Wednesday. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Nothing is off limits. So here is the schedule today. Nicole's with me for the first hour of the program. Then she has to go away and do her day job for 10 TV. Then Good Clean Boy Tyler Danberg is here for the 4 o'clock hour. I'm excited to work with Tyler. I've never worked with him before.
Wait, you haven't?
No, never hosted with him before.
Wow.
So I'm really going to just dirty him
get
up.
After it.
My God, is he going to be filthy? And he's going to be, he's have to check himself into a clinic
does
after the show.
Does he know what he's walking into?
No.
I don't know if he fully does.
He has no idea.
No.
Actually, I'll keep it clean.
Don't be too aggressive.
No, I'm not
him.
Going to. I'm going to keep it gentle.
Okay.
It's my first time with him. You
but
don't
you
just
gotta,
jam it in.
Well,
you got to do some foreplay.
My first time in this room, you weren't necessarily gentle with me. I'll never forget it.
You're not the type of girl
scarred.
That you're gentle with. You like to get slammed up against the wall.
No. Okay. No. I was scarred for life after that.
I will
that.
Be gentle with
Please
Tyler
do.
Danberg. And then 5 o'clock, It's Jen Winters.
Yeah.
So two of the three co-hosts with me on the air have sworn.
Should we make that round two today?
Maybe.
All right. I got 50 minutes to do it.
If you're watching on YouTube, you can see my giant fro. Actually, I want Teddy to zoom in on the fro. I'll give you the full look-see.
Nice.
All right. Now, I came in today. I got double takes from everybody. Justin Zwick thought I was a different person. Didn't even recognize
me. You look like a different human being.
There is nothing in my hair. This is just
This
is out of the shower, and this is let it air dry.
Why is it so elevated right now,
I'll put the headphones back on.
You look like Albert Einstein.
Matty Ice loved it. He says, I'm invited to the cookout.
You're invited to the cookout? I'm not even invited to the cookout.
No.
What the heck?
Said, I'm invited to the cookout.
Does that mean I need to go all natural with my hair to be invited to the cookout?
Can you go?
My hair would look like... Do you want me to go all natural one day?
No, it would not look like this.
Well, not like an afro, but it would poof outwards. One day, I will wear my hair all natural for you.
I would love it.
You'll never want me to do it again.
And Nicole talked me into doing television with her today. So if you're going to watch the 6:30 newscast on 10 TV Plus...
That's right.
You will see me on there looking like this.
Like a crazy person.
Yeah.
Who just got electrocuted.
All right. I have a lot to talk to you about today. Obviously, we have some... What do we have? We have anything really to talk about?
You just said we have a lot to talk about.
No, but I do have things, but I'm trying to... Okay. Well, here's what we have. We have Buckeye basketball non-conference schedule. That was dropped today.
Yeah.
That's going to take... second place to Nicole went to a wedding this weekend and met a good, clean boy. We're going to talk about that doomed to fail relationship coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slower traffic due to an accident that's on Mount Vernon Avenue at 18th Street. And watch out for some slowdown due to a semi-fire that's blocking the right lane on southbound 71 on the north side from US 36 to Gemini Parkway. This report is sponsored by Coda. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. Just tap your phone or card to hop on and show up refreshed while others sweat it out in traffic. Plan your ride at Coda.com. That's COTA.com. Beat the heat this summer on Coda's cool, comfortable rides. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
With Skip Mossick.
Saturday, we'll visit with Joe Murray about the Evans Caddy Scholarship and head to St. Louis for the PGA Tour playoffs with First Call's Bob Herrick.
Tita Green with Skip Mossick. Saturday mornings at 9 on The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
We'll see a mostly cloudy sky continue into the afternoon. There's a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, but a lot of that activity will hold off until late. Highs end up around 80. Areas of rain and thunderstorms overnight. Locally heavy rain is possible. Lows in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, some showers possible early, then decreasing clouds in the afternoon. Highs again near 80. For The Fan, I'm 10 Weather Impact meteorologist Justin Gerz.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This show features two Nicoles. One gives you useful traffic information. The other one yells, "What up, bitches?"
Who's ready to party?
Here's Man and Timmy.
Hey. Nope, no read. Thought I'd read.
I was like, are you okay over there?
How you doing, Nicole Co?
I'm doing great, as always.
Nicole Sheeran is here with me for the first hour of the show. We will do leather jacket time with Nicole, even though it's just a mere formality, because you are here.
I'm already wearing my
leather
jacket.
The entire 3 o'clock hour. We'll do that at 3:30 specifically. And then Jeff Rimmer, name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, who I forgot to call today. Teddy, can you talk to Rims?
I texted him earlier, so
he's all set. He's alive?
Yeah.
His nurse has changed his diaper?
Yeah, I took care of it.
All right, good. Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer at 5:30. By the way, the people in the chat always know what's up. Because I was telling the story about the hold your pee for a wee.
Yeah.
It was a radio gimmick that was done by a different radio station. I don't remember where it was. Probably 10, 15 years ago. Whenever the wee was popular, you couldn't buy it in stores. People were killing each other to get a wee. And this woman drank like 3 gallons of water. She was the last one to not urinate, and she won the wee. She held her pee for a wee. Then she went home and died. And
Insanity.
It was a big story. And the people in the chat are saying that it wasn't necessarily the pee. it was the amount of water she drank. Mm. It diluted the minerals in her blood so much.
Yeah.
That's why she died.
That's what happened. Well, somebody tagged us on Twitter saying that if you drink a lot of water, you're actually causing an imbalance in your body, which makes sense.
Tell that to my wife, who goes everywhere all the time with like a huge thermos
of water. Yeah. So girls have this thing. I don't know if you've noticed, Mikey.
Oh,
girls
I've noticed. I live with two of them.
Where we can carry a Stanley water bottle, car keys, wallet, chapstick, phone, sunglasses, and all the above in one hand. And it's like a girl skill that you could never do.
Actually, my wife does none of that, because what she does is she will get in my car. Okay. And I have my stuff laid out the way I like it in my car.
Right.
I've got two cup holders. All right. Two.
Mm-hmm.
One of them has a bottle of hand sanitizer in it.
Of course it
does. A pump hand sanitizer, which I use all the time.
Of course
you do. So I have one free cup holder. But that doesn't fit her big, giant thermos, right?
It's just clanking all around.
So she's trying to jam it in the side door panel. She's trying to make it fit in the cup holder. Meanwhile, the big trip we're going to, where she has to stay hydrated, is 10 minutes to the Jersey Mike's to get a sandwich and lunch, where they will have a drink waiting for you.
Yes, but also, Mikey, it's free. The water she's drinking is free.
No, it's not, because my wife is too good for the water that comes out of the tap.
So we got the bottles.
We got the bottles of smart water in the house, too. I even said,
You can't have plastic bottles. You got to get the glass bottles. I learned that from Mama Sheeran.
We recycle.
No, drinking out of plastic is bad,
Mikey.
Can I tell
you something?
Bad.
Is it the microplastics?
Bad.
Everything in our life is microplastics. All right, you stop drinking out of plastic bottles. It's in every piece of food that you eat.
But you might as well limit it
at some point
when you can.
In plastic. No, I want to become Plastic Man. I want to be Stacey Augman.
Your Diet Coke in a plastic bottle. Nice. Yeah.
Teddy, remember Stacey Augman?
Oh, yeah.
What was his nickname?
Plastic Man.
Plastic Man.
Yeah.
You want to be that?
Yeah. I want to be full on. I want to just piss plastic.
Ow.
Yeah, I want Saran to come out of the tip.
Ew.
That's what I want. Speaking of Saran coming out of the tip. You went to another wedding this past weekend.
Who's surprised?
And you told me that you met a feller.
I did meet a boy.
No.
A man, excuse me. He's older than me, for all of you wondering.
I saw a photo of this guy. He is a public figure.
He is
a public figure, so I'm not going to tell you who it is.
Yeah, no names.
All right, because that's not appropriate. But I saw a photo of him. I did stalk him on Instagram. He's very boyish. Your type?
Yeah.
Right, very boyish.
I don't know what that means.
It means I can't picture him having any impure thoughts. He's just
Hi, would you like to hold my hand?
No, he does not talk like that. Absolutely not.
I sleep with a binky.
So you just hung out with this guy. Unfortunately, it's not going to work out because he lives in a completely different part of the country.
Okay, way to just shut it down completely.
Look, I'm not breaking any news. You live here. He lives
long-distance relationships.
In Atlanta? No,
yeah.
You have to have some sort of foundation first for the long-distance relationship. You can't start that way.
So let me tell you what happened, okay? Do you want me to just run you through the wedding real quick?
I would love it.
So I'm in this wedding. It's one of my best friends from college. And as I'm used to, I'm the only bridesmaid who's single at this wedding. Felt like I was the only person at this wedding that was single, okay? So I'm there and I'm at the rehearsal dinner and the groom's dad is talking to me.
Trying to pick you up?
No. He's a nice man.
okay.
He's a nice man. And he goes, how's
no
work?
No such thing as a nice man. We're all filthy
dirty. That's right. And he goes, how's work? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, it's good. And he goes, oh my gosh, you have to meet this guy here. He's best friends with the groom. You got to meet him. I'm like, okay. So then I keep talking to the groom's dad. And then 5 minutes later, the dad just says, I'll be right back. And he brings this boy in front of me and just leaves me with this man, the guy we're talking about. I'm not going to name his name. Can we call him Joe?
Let's call him Joe.
Joe. So I'm talking to Joe, and little did Joe know, I had a phone call with him about 4 years ago to talk about the sports industry because he also works in the sports industry.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So Joe was almost like a mentor.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, all right.
And he goes, oh my gosh, yeah, I remember. And he goes, I've kept up with your career. And then we started talking about sports, and that's one thing that I am very comfortable with is talking to guys about sports. Like, that's initially the first thing I do if I meet a guy. So we're chatting about sports, whatever. We have a good time. Nothing happens. That was the rehearsal dinner. Then the wedding's the next day. He's officiating the wedding because he's the best friend of the groom.
He's officiating the wedding.
He officiated the wedding and he did a great job. He's a great public speaker because that's his job. He is on air in sports for his job. So I see him at the wedding.
Is it Mike Tirico?
Shut up.
All right.
And I'm starting to learn that he's kind of maybe a little timid, a little shy, because he's not the kind of guy that just will like come up to me and start talking to me, like pursuing me almost. I felt like I had to do that. So the wedding happens. I let him have his time because I feel like he's kind of stressed out about having to be, you know, ordaining the wedding or whatever. So after the ceremony, we're talking and I'm talking to my friend and her boyfriend, and then he is standing there with another guy, and like we're in like a weird semicircle, but the circle is not complete. It's like he's almost scared to come over to my side of where I'm talking. And so my friend's boyfriend looks at me and he says, "This is so hilarious because he wants to talk to you so badly, but he's too nervous." So what do? I turn around and I start talking to him. We talk for a good minute. He's just like kind of gives shy boy energy, which I have a hard time with.
I wonder why that is, Teddy.
What up, bitches?
What's that?
I'm like, why are you being shy? Like, talk to me, dude. So I talk to him, whatever. And then we have to sit down for dinner. So we're at different tables. So we go our separate ways. Then they start playing music. And you know I busted down on the dance floor.
Oh, I know you
did. Like no other. I run that dance floor. First red flag, he didn't get out on the dance floor one time. One time.
It's not a red flag.
I think it's a red flag. You know what the second red flag was, though? He was chatting it up with some girly pop at the table he was sitting at the entire night.
First of all.
And she wasn't even like
I thought this was going to be a good story. You told me you met a guy and it went really well.
It did go really
well. Off the air, that's what you told me. And then we get on the air, you tell me this horrible story.
No, because I'm still holding out hope that like he was just talking to the girly because she didn't want to dance either. And they were losers sitting. They were the only two people not dancing on the dance floor. Meanwhile, we're lifting up the bride and groom like crowd surfing. It was electric. But they weren't on the dance floor. And then we all leave for the night and whatever. And he talks to me and he says bye to me. And, you know, we chit chat, whatever. He has like safe flight back, whatever. Then I followed him on Instagram 2 days ago because I thought, why not? And he followed me back, and that's where we're at with the story.
So, my
next question is, should I, you know, DM him and, like, reply to one of his Instagram stories? Should I think I have his phone number because we had that phone call 4 years ago.
That may be a little bit too aggressive. You're going to scare him.
Okay, so what do I do?
I think the Instagram thing is the way to go.
But all of his stories are about baseball because that's what he does.
Okay, so you work in sports. You can't talk about baseball?
No, I can, but like, what do I say to a random story of like a baseball field? You know what I mean?
He just takes a picture of a baseball field. That's all he does?
Like, he travels with, I can tell, well, I don't want to give too much information about it. He travels with the team that he works for.
Yeah.
And he takes photos of where he's at, and the other one was a picture of the field he was at. The Major League Baseball field. That he was at.
Which field was it? Was it on the road?
Well, I don't want to say. It was not on the road.
Okay. Was that home?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. It was a home game.
How about...
Like, what do I say? I don't know. Also...
How about this? Just be very nonchalant. Just reply to the story. Just say, I've never been...
That's not true, though.
Will you take me?
Okay.
Question mark. Heart emoji.
You'll have to fly me out there first.
He's got to fly you out?
Well, yeah, I don't live where he works.
I know, but you can fly yourself out.
I know. You know what my mom said to me?
You know, the high-end prostitutes, they have this thing called Fly Me to You, where the man pays the woman to come out.
I know.
It's essentially what you want him to do for you.
Yeah. I do have a question for you, though.
What?
Because I told my mom this whole story, because my mom was like, how was the wedding? And I told her everything. And I'm like, Mom, I met this really nice boy.
I thought your mom was at the wedding.
No, she was at the couple shower I threw the next day. Don't get it twisted.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, that's right. Marathon weekend. And my mom said that I'm too intimidating. And I don't really know what that means.
All right, we're going to dive into that. It is officially going to be leather jacket time with Nicole Sheeran, which means it's the same thing as this, except we play an open. That's in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident that's on eastbound 33's off-ramp to southbound 270 on the West Outer Belt. We also have a crash causing some holdup on Mount Vernon Avenue at 18th Street. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Track.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
What up, bitches? It's Leather Jacket Time with 10TV's Nicole Sheeran.
Sponsored by JT's Pizza and Pub. Home of award-winning pizza and 32-ounce Yingling drafts for only $4.
All right, Nicole is here from 10TV. She's with me the entire hour, and she just finished telling us how she scares away every man that wants to talk to her for 5 minutes because you're so aggressive.
Or no, not aggressive. Mom said I'm intimidating.
You are. Aggressive, intimidating, it's the same thing.
I don't think I'm aggressive. I'm just very like outgoing, and I feel like I'm not scared to talk to people. And I feel like I'm very like bubbly, maybe?
You are, but it's okay for another person to have to warm up a little bit because not everybody feels as free. As you do in certain social situations. It takes them a while to warm up. Like you can just, and I love that about you, by the way. You can go right up to somebody and be like, huggy, and like you become best friends with them. That is a very nice quality. I'm not saying you should change that, but you also have to understand how meeting someone for the first time, maybe they're not on that same wavelength, and it's
for
just a little bit too much too soon.
I get it.
That's all.
Yeah.
So I want you to be you. But not for a while.
Just hide that part of me until maybe 2 years in.
Not 2 years, but you tone it down a little bit.
I don't really know how to tone it
until
down.
Until you sprinkle your Nicole dust on him, and then he just... Teddy, it's like the first time that you decided, you know what, I can rip ass in front of this person. All right? I can burp, I can fart.
That doesn't happen until like a year in.
No.
I know couples who still don't do that
with
each
other.
Well, you know
what? Those are terrible couples.
Yeah.
Can I tell you something? I never understood that. I know couples, too, that have been married for 10 years, and they say, I've never heard my husband fart,
and I've never done it
in front of him. It's like, well, what kind of relationship is this, where one of you has to excuse yourself all the time and have this little quiet toot, and then come back and pretend like nothing ever escapes from your butt?
Those are the deadliest.
Whatever. That is a healthy relationship.
Yeah, I agree.
You two, just last night, I'm sitting on the couch. Kristen lays a lip-rattling belch on me from the other side of the couch.
Oh, a belch. Okay.
And I got to tell you, lip-rattling what?
I don't know.
What?
You said belch.
Does it start with a Q?
No, Mikey.
Look.
Hello.
Queen. That's what I meant. And I got to tell you, I looked at her, and I nodded in approval. I said, all right. Okay.
What did I do?
And then we did it.
Okay. I didn't need to know that part.
No.
What did I do 3 minutes before the segment started?
What did you do?
I don't know. I burped.
Yeah, but you're doing that to me.
Yeah, because we're friends.
Right.
I thought. I don't know. Are we?
Yeah, I didn't know we were bodily function friends, but apparently we are.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe not like I'd stop at the burping, I think.
Teddy, how long was it before you felt comfortable enough to share that part of yourself in front of your wife?
Well, you're going to hate me, I guess, for this, because we don't do that.
You don't do that?
No. We've been married for, 18 years?
You don't?
Ted, you're lying.
Come on now.
No, we don't.
You don't do that?
No. Because you're like, you purposefully don't, or because it just doesn't happen?
A little both, I guess. I've heard Tim say, you know, he does it as like a little game and everything in their house that they do it. But no, we don't do that. Sorry.
I'm astonished by this. So what happens?
I am too.
Let's say you just go into the bathroom, you destroy the bathroom. All right. You go in there, you do your business, you destroy it. There's that, you know, stench of the destroyed bathroom. And like, do you like, does she not go in there for like an hour or something?
I don't.
That doesn't really happen. Try and convince herself that, like, a homeless bum snuck in here and messed up this toilet. It certainly wasn't my loving, tender husband.
Well, if it does happen, but I don't really remember too many times I've just blown up the bathroom. That doesn't happen to me.
Wait, what?
You, I mean, it's
you,
not.
How does this
work? Are you human?
No, I'm saying.
Is it sewn
not,
up back
not
there?
To where it's like,
oh my
God. Is it
like human centipede? I don't know. No, I'm confused.
No, I'm saying just like you're acting like it's just a smell that's overwhelming in the entire house or something like that. No, that,
well, yeah,
that doesn't, I mean, that might happen, you know, very rare. But even if it does happen, it's not.
I blow it up at least once a week.
No, I'm sorry.
I didn't need to know that.
Where the paint's chipping off the walls.
Ew.
It doesn't happen to me. I don't know. But even if it did, then we wouldn't talk about it. No.
So I'm picturing, do y'all know what poopery is? Poopery, like
yes,
the spray.
I was actually gifted that for Christmas 6 years ago.
I think we should give Ted a bunch of them because I think, Ted, you would love to just have those around the house. If you guys don't like that, it's a good way to.
You know what the poopery is, Ted?
No.
So what you do, it's like a, you know, it's a little squirt bottle and it smells like potpourri, except it's called poopery.
Mm-hmm.
And you spray it on the toilet water. Before you do anything, before you sit down and do anything. And then it sort of creates a protective film where then you drop your deuce in there and it's below the water and nothing poop-wise really escapes because the poopery is holding it
locks
down.
Locks it in. Yeah.
Locks in the freshness.
I feel like you'd love it, Ted.
But again, though, I don't recall any of these
apparently,
horrible smells.
Ted's crap.
Do you
smell
even
like
go
flowers.
To the bathroom?
Well, I don't eat a lot, so no, I don't.
What?
I don't know what the hell's going on in this house.
I don't know what's happening.
I'm confused.
And if there are situations, we have multiple bathrooms in the house, so if something happens, you know, you can go to one that's not near
you
the
put
main
like
area.
Yellow caution tape on the one that you were just
exactly
in. It's like,
wow.
Or to the other
so
one.
So do y'all burp in front of each other?
It's happened, but it's not like it's something that happens on a daily basis or anything. Sometimes it happens. It's like, oops, accidentally comes out. You know, we don't sit there and make a game of it or anything. Like I said, like Timmy does.
Don't you think that'll bring you closer together, though?
No, I don't see how that
you know works. What I like to do sometimes? You know, really, Kristen really loves it when I give one of these huge belches and I'm within distance where I can then blow
my
it.
My dad
blow
does
it
that.
Right in her face, too. She really likes that. And by like it, I mean hates it.
Hates it.
Yeah.
I was in middle school, and the dude's locker next to me, he burped, and he turned my direction and blew it in my face, and I literally go, ew, first.
And then
I say, did you just have a Diet Coke?
Said, let's go!
No, I could taste his Diet Coke that he had just drank.
See, that's nasty.
Ooh,
why would you want to do that to somebody that you love?
That's
situation.
The ultimate love.
I don't think so.
It's the ultimate
is
love.
It?
Because yes, because even something like that cannot taint your love for each other.
Maybe it could.
No, it can't. I'm telling you. You're best friends. It's the ultimate closeness.
It's true. You're best friends.
You're just disrespecting your wife like that, though.
Wow. Absolutely.
That's how I see it.
Do you Dutch oven? Do you ever Dutch oven?
What's Dutch oven?
You don't know what
you're
Dutch...
In the
where
bed.
Where you toot and then you pull the covers over
oh, well,
and like
that
lock
would be
them
a
in?
Fun joke if we actually slept in the same bed.
That's
which
right.
We don't.
Now, see, we still sleep in the same bed.
But you know what I will do sometimes?
What?
Because she sleeps in another bedroom. In the wintertime, she's got like 19 blankets on her bed,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah.
And so right as she's getting ready to get in bed, like she'll be in the bathroom finishing up what she's doing, I will sneak in her bed and just let it go.
And Dutch then, oven. There
and
you go.
Right, that's the Dutch oven, I guess. And then she gets in like a minute later, and I just hear from down the hall, what did you do? My God! It's great. It brings the whole family together.
It really is bonding.
Samantha laughs. We have a good time.
I know. I'm with you. That's how I was growing up. Like, it was funny to me. My dad would say, pull my finger. Did you ever do that with Samantha?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
Oh, I loved that as a kid. I thought it was hilarious.
Like the truck horn.
Yeah.
You know, where I'll stand in her doorway and just pull down on the horn and let her know what's up. Let her know that dad's around.
One time my dad let one rip while we were in the car coming back from a softball tournament. And it was so bad. I had to roll down the windows and I'm a kid yelling out the window, help me. Someone help me. And the person next to me thought was wrong.
I'm quite sure they think you're getting kidnapped. But really, it's just
the smell
of your dad's anus.
God, it was terrible.
Again, Teddy, don't you feel bad that you're not taking part in this nice family
not.
Fun?
To me, that's just crude and disgusting. I know
absolutely
zero part of anything
what
like
show
that.
Do you
that's
work terrible. On? That's everything great. We do is crude and disgusting.
Well, yeah, that's between us and here, you know, us dudes.
She's too delicate?
No, I am.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
That, you know, Ted, I appreciate the honesty there.
It's just a different type of relationship.
Yeah.
Right? It's like walking into a really modern house. All right? I would never want to live in one, but I do kind of appreciate it.
Yeah.
I appreciate the aesthetic.
Yeah.
But I just find it a little cold. You know, I like a nice leather couch. You can really put a throw blanket on and snuggle up in there.
Really?
That's what a good fart is to me. That's a throw blanket and a leather couch on a rainy day with a fire.
Ooh, I want a nice fire. I wish I had a fire pit.
I got one.
I know.
I've invited you to it.
I want to come roast s'mores when it gets chilly out. Is that okay?
It's great.
Great. I'll hang out with my bestie.
Me?
AKA, no, your daughter.
Okay.
Well, you too.
All right. College basketball. We have the Buckeye non-conference schedule. It is out. It is ready. We'll discuss coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple minute delay on westbound 70 on the west side near Hilliard Rome Road. And watch out for an accident that's causing holdup on eastbound 33's off-ramp to southbound 270 on the west outer belt. This report is sponsored by AAA Tire and Auto Service. Prepare for the cooler weather ahead at your local AAA Tire and Auto Service. Their fall maintenance package includes an oil change, tire rotation, windshield wiper replacement, and more for just $119.99. Offer valid through August 31st. See store for details. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
T-Bone and Tyvus, all the F words apply. Football, food, and fun, and fat, and furry. They both have beards. And they dress up like animals and hump things. T-Bone and Tyvus.
Weekday mornings at 6.
The Fan. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KDHVAC, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
One has pizza sauce for blood. The other is Rachel Maddow. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Universal Windows Direct. Are your windows old and leaky and drafty and you don't have a good seal on those windows? Well, that's going to mess you up. First of all, you're going to pay more on your air conditioning. And then when it gets cold out, you're going to pay more on that heating bill. I just got the air conditioning bill yesterday. Opened it up, handed it right to my daughter. And I said, this is how much we pay in air conditioning. And the response I got from her was,
why? You have to pay for the air that comes out of the slots in the floor?
Yes, you do. And if you have poor windows, you're going to have to pay more. So call my friends at Universal Windows Direct, because you buy four windows, you get four free. And 48 months of 0% interest financing, same as cash. Call for your free in-home estimate today. 614-502-5220, UniversalWindowsDirect.com. Nicole is here for one more segment, then she taps out, and Tyler Danberg, the good clean boy, taps in. It's also Good Clean Wednesday. Send us an email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. And Teddy, I'm reading the emails, and everybody is astonished that you and your wife do not toot in front of each other.
Well, I'm happy for that.
You are truly a unicorn couple. You should take pride in that.
Well, I have no problem with
it. You should take pride in it.
Yeah.
You really should. I think that's the best news I've heard all day.
Maybe you're like Santa. I was having this conversation with my daughter. I just asked her. We're laying in the bed, and it was around Christmas time, a couple years back. And I just said to her, I said, do you think Santa has a butthole? This is the type of conversation that you have.
Why would he not?
With a little kid. Well, I'm asking her.
Okay.
I said, do you think Santa has a butthole? Do you think Santa goes to the bathroom? And she said, no, Santa doesn't go to the bathroom. I said, so no butthole? She said, no, no butthole. But, she said, he does have butt cheeks, but only for decoration.
You like hang ornaments on the butt cheeks?
Well, no, it'd be too hard to sit in a chair, she said, if you didn't have butt cheeks.
I will say, some of the drawings of Santa, he's got some plump butt cheeks.
Santa,
like,
got
he's
back.
Been doing Pilates.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I could use some of that. All right, Buckeye basketball non-conference
what
schedule
a transition.
Is out. We have BYU November 2nd in Salt Lake City. Not in Provo, where BYU is.
No,
in Salt Lake City. And then we'll do a return matchup where they come to, like, you know, Cleveland or something.
Correct.
Just God forbid. Then it's home against Youngstown State, November 6th. By the way, no times for this yet.
No.
Just the dates and opponents. Marshall, November 9th here in Columbus. At UConn, November 13th. That is in stores, so that is in their place. By the way, the women's team went to stores last year and lost by about 100.
Yes.
And they have UConn coming in this year to the shot to play the women's team, and they will lose by 80.
Mm. I'm glad you have confidence.
I do.
Great.
I have confidence in them to suck. Prairie View A&M, November 16th here in Columbus. UMBC, is that Maryland, Baltimore County? Is that what that is?
I was just going to ask you that.
I think it is.
Yes.
November 19th here in Columbus. Then against Vanderbilt, November 24th here in Columbus. Lipscomb, which sounds like a dentist's office. Dr. Lipscomb, November 29th here in Columbus. Then it's at Notre Dame on December 12th. That's in South Bend. Stony Brook here in Columbus on December 15th. Kansas, that is in the Garden. That is the CBS Sports Classic at Madison Square Garden. That is December 19th. And then Mississippi Valley State wraps up the non-conference schedule December 22nd at the shot. So that is your non-conference schedule.
Yeah.
What are your expectations for Buckeye basketball this year? They got through. They made the tournament last year. There were plenty of times last year where I didn't think they were going to.
Mm-hmm.
But they buckled down. They got it done. So now what is the next logical progression for this team?
I've got pretty high expectations for this team. I'm going to be honest. I think if they don't make it to the Sweet 16 this year, it's going to be a disappointment.
What does that mean? Sweet 16?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I think if they don't get there, it's going to be a disappointing year.
I mean, look, they have talent on this team. I'm not saying they don't.
They've had the most talent on this team that they've had in a while.
I know, but you're also just taking away the all-time leading scorer.
Yes.
In Bruce Thornton. Like, he's just going away. Just his production's going away. His leadership's going away. It's all going away. And I'm not saying that John Mobley can't step up and, you know, cover that. I expect big things from him. But I think sometimes we do sort of just look at a guy like Bruce who leaves and say, all right, he was good. Next man up.
But you know what, though? I think the difference with, yes, Bruce is not going to be there, but I think this year they have more pieces they can use to fill that void of Bruce no longer being here.
Okay.
You've got guys you can lean on. You've got, like you just said, Mobley. You've got Anthony Thompson. You've got Pippen. You've got these other guys. They also have depth on the bench, which they have not had. And that's so key in college basketball.
But we've thought in previous off seasons they were going to have depth on the bench. Then the season starts, and you're like, well, what the hell happened to this guy? They go out and they get him as a transfer, and he's barely seeing the floor.
Also, they finally have dudes who are big, who can actually do something.
Can they do something?
I hope so. I hope so. I have faith. I do.
All right, so you're saying Sweet 16.
I think
anything less than that
is a disappointment.
Is crap.
Well, I don't know if I'd say it's crap, but yeah, it's a disappointment.
Teddy, expectations for you?
I'm close to that. I hope they make the Sweet 16, but they better win their first round game, and then they're in that next round competing to go to the Sweet 16, and it's got to be a competitive game. I'm hoping that they get the Sweet 16, but I don't know if they'll do it.
If we're talking about a team that you think can realistically go to the Sweet 16, and if they don't, it's a disappointment. We're also talking about a team that is, at least at some point this season, competing for a Big Ten championship.
Absolutely.
They got finished top five, right?
Yeah, I don't know if they'll compete for the Big Ten championship, because there's a couple of really good teams in there.
I didn't say they were going to win the Big Ten championship, but if you're talking about Sweet 16, you're talking about a top five team in this league, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely. And I think they can be a top five team.
Right. So max, probably, even if you finish fifth in the Big Ten, you're going to be what, 2-3 games out?
Yeah.
Of whoever wins the conference?
Yeah.
So you're in the conversation then. That's not unrealistic.
Absolutely.
When was the last time we were actually in a conversation for the Big Ten championship?
A long time. Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like I get what you're saying, where you're kind of saying, you know, all of this is talk, and then they're going to play, and it's going to be like a... I don't think that's going to happen.
I hope you're right.
I just really don't think that's going to happen.
But I need to see it.
I get that. I also need to see it.
I need to see the consistent production every single night.
Yeah.
I have to see what the freshmen are going to bring to the floor. And if that bench really does exist, you said it was going to.
I'll tell you one thing. Anthony Thompson is the real deal.
I understand.
He's a dude.
I get it. Everybody says it.
Ant-Man.
I get it.
He is.
But I just want to see it. That's all.
I agree. I'm with you.
Thank you for sitting with me this hour.
I know, this look, is so
all,
great.
All kidding aside, I know you're very busy. King is in Italy, and you're holding down the fort. You're going to be on all the newscasts today. When are you going to be on for people to watch you?
4:45, 6:30 for us together on stream, and then 11 o'clock.
Yes, watch Nicole on 10 TV, and you can watch me with my big, giant Della Valle fro that I have going on 10 TV Plus at 6:30 with Nicole.
That's right.
Coming up for the second hour of this show, Good Clean Boy, Tyler Danberg, and I have some stuff to talk about with him.
I'm praying for him.
Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a couple-minute delay on southbound 270 on the east outer belt from Hamilton Road to East Broad Street. And there's also a couple-minute delay on northbound 270 on the west outer belt from Tuttle Crossing Boulevard to 161. This report is sponsored by Mesilla Valley Transportation. CDLA drivers in Groveport. Mesilla Valley Transportation is hiring. Get competitive weekly pay, consistent work, and dependable home time. Visit driveformvt.com and apply today. That's driveformvt.com to apply today. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios, driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel. Soccer tonight, Columbus Crew in action hosting Montreal at Scott's Miracle-Gro Field. That gets underway at 7:30. Ohio State wide receiver Jeremiah Smith with more preseason recognition. Today named to the watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, given each year to the nation's top wide receiver. Pittsburgh Steelers coach Mike McCarthy said today that Will Howard will start, followed by Drew Aller, quarterback, in their next preseason game against the Jets. Neither Aaron Rodgers or Mason Rudolph will play. Baseball, Clippers at home of St. Paul tonight. Cincinnati Reds continue their home series to St. Louis. Cleveland Guardians continue at home where they entertain San Francisco. This update brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Summer gives weight loss a head start. Awaken 180 gives you the plan to make it happen. The official weight loss program of summer. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The number one show on Publio's Spotify rap list.
Please subscribe to the podcast of This Stupid Show. It's available wherever you get your audio. Just search Common Man and Timmy. Click. Subscribe. Every single show comes right to your device free of charge. Podcast is brought to you by our friends, Care Heating and Cooling. We're doing three hosts today. We had Nicole with me in the first hour. Thank God she's gone. And now, for hour number two, it's the good, clean boy, Tyler Danberg.
How are you, Mike?
I'm so happy to be hosting with you. I sit next to you every single day. We have fabulous discussions, but we've never done this.
I can't tell you how excited I am since you asked me. It is an absolute honor to be with you and Teddy.
I got some good baseball stuff for you coming up later on this hour. But you know what? I'm looking at the Good Clean Boy email, goodcleanboy@gmail.com, because it's Good Clean Wednesday. And lots of questions are coming in for you.
Oh, boy.
They want to know about you.
Really?
Yeah, they feel like they don't really know you. They don't have a connection with you. So tell people where you're from, how you decided to get in this business. I think we mentioned briefly that your father's involved with the Guardians before, but tell people your story, at least the Cliff Notes version, not the Timmy Hall version that goes on for three segments.
Well, there's a story behind the story, and thank you to everybody about the email. I'm absolutely flattered. It actually started when I was three. I was at a Christmas party at the Bowers house around our block in Fairview Park, Ohio, where I'm from, west side of Cleveland. Trevor Bauer.
You were helping him build his model airplane.
And then his drone, but that's a different story.
See, I thought it was the airplane. Was it the drone that he cut his hand on?
Yes, unfortunately.
Okay.
Still scarred from that, by the way. Literally and figuratively, probably. But anyway, so we're at a neighborhood Christmas party, and Santa was there. And Santa's giving out gifts for all the neighborhood kids. And Santa got word that I talk a lot, I love sports, even from a young age, and I got a toy ESPN microphone. Bothered the hell out of everybody at that party from there on out for probably another hour and a half. And I think it was probably right around then where my parents kind of knew that this is what I wanted to do. And then Fast forward to eighth grade, wanted to start getting into broadcasting and went to my middle school principal, Ray Moore, digital media arts teacher, Chris Kaminsky, fantastic people, and asked them, hey, how can I get started? And they were open about starting a broadcast network, started doing Fairview High School basketball games as an eighth grader, did it for the next 5 years.
So it didn't exist before you started doing it. You started that eighth grade broadcast network.
Yes.
Look at you. You're a pioneer.
That's one way to put it. I don't know. But I appreciate that. And so we started doing games audio style. We used an audio streaming platform. And so really we learned radio style broadcasting and caught the broadcast fever really when I was a freshman in high school and didn't look back. Went to Ohio State, did 2 years in minor league baseball, got the incredible dream of a lifetime opportunity to come here and join you guys and be with the Ohio State Sports Network as well. And it's been everything I thought I'd imagine and then some. So very thankful for you guys.
You remind me a little bit of me, except you're much better. But I sort of had a similar story where I sort of knew that I wanted to do this at a very early age. I always would go up in my room and I'd have the fake recordings that I would do and I would pretend to host my own talk shows and stuff like that. The difference is, so your parents sound like they were very supportive of you. Mine were not, right? So that was that whole thing of, well, I'm going to prove you wrong. And maybe if they were supportive of me, I wouldn't be sitting here right now because everybody needs that motivation to get you to where you need to be. And I remember when I was 15, we had a radio station. It was an AM radio station in the suburb of Chicago that I lived in. And at that time, Tyler, you don't relate to this at all, when school was going to be canceled or delayed because of snow, you had to listen to the local radio station to hear it. They didn't call you at home. They didn't send you text messages. There was no website for you to check out if school was going to be closed or not. So you had to listen to this radio station, which played music on the AM dial and would broadcast high school sports. And it was broadcast out of a house probably five blocks from my house. And I figured out where this house was, where they were broadcasting WFXW. And I showed up there and I knocked on the door. And I said, hi, I'm Mike. I'll work for free. That was the magic word for them. When radio people hear free, come on in. I could have been 7 years old and they would have invited me in because I said, I work for free. And that's how I started. But it reminds me sort of that, where I did high school stuff and I would travel around and do high school football reports. And then I would broadcast high school football for the public access channel.
Oh, yeah.
I would do all of that. And then I said to myself, man, I think I really suck at play-by-play. I better do something else, which you don't suck at play-by-play. Did you always want to do play-by-play?
This was always the goal. Absolutely.
So you don't want to be like a talk show host like me. You want to do play-by-play.
I gave it a shot, but I have so much respect for people like yourself. I mean, it's such a fun yet daunting task because it's all entertainment for, in your case, 3 hours or even in a past life, as we've talked about. There have been days where you've, what, been on the air for about 5 or 6 hours at a time?
Oh, my younger days?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I had to hold down the fort here and we had nothing going on? Yes.
I mean, that's unbelievable how you would try to find a way to
fill
time.
I didn't say it was any good. It sucked. I was tap dance. Teddy can attest to that. You were producing those shows, Teddy.
It wasn't so bad.
Sucked.
What do you remember about that time, Ted?
I remember Common Man, you know, messing up some sponsorships, and but other than that,
Teddy was here when I came in to interview for the job. All right, so I came in. This was 2003. So how old were you in 2003? Was that
what time of the year was it? You remember the month?
It was around Christmas time, so it was December.
Okay, what is that, about 5 months?
You were around
about 5 months old. Yeah. Anyway, so I come in, I'm interviewing for a job. They were looking for a local host of Mike and Mike in the Morning. So my job was going to be work mornings, and I would have these 2 to 3 minute segments during breaks on Mike and Mike to give a local flavor. I do like these elongated, these extended Sports Center updates at that time, right? And that was a job. And I was coming in, I was interviewing for that job, and I didn't really know much about the station, anything like that. And I come in, and the guy who was interviewing me was Larry. Larry Gifford was his name, the program director. Smokey. Ted's a big fan.
He's a good dude.
Yeah, he's a big fan. He fired Teddy once. Teddy hates him. Anyway, so I come in. I interview. I'm sitting down. I'm nervous. I'm, you know, 22, 23 years old. Nervous. And this was pretty much my last shot. I'd gone out to California. I did radio out there. It didn't work.
Bakersfield, right?
I was in Bakersfield. I did some work in Los Angeles. I bummed around on some couches. And then I eventually just went home with my tail between my legs and lived with mom and dad for a little while. And I had to get out of that house. And I would interview for job after job after job. And nothing really worked out. So I came here and I told myself, if it doesn't work here, I had an interview scheduled for CarMax to go sell cars the next day once I got back from this interview. And I was going to be done with radio. If I didn't get this job, I was done. So I come in. I really felt free because I knew this was going to be it for me. It was freeing somehow. So I sat down, had a good interview. I thought it was good. Thought I had a pretty good shot at the job. And then he looks at me, Larry, and says, all right, so as part of your interview, you're going to host afternoons today.
What a dumb idea.
Yeah. Unheard of.
Wow.
Right? Now, I've been part of things before where you do like a little fake segment or something. They put you in a studio. You're not on the air. They record you. You pretend it's a real show. They sit down. They critique you. Stuff like that. This was, you're going to host afternoons with Kirk Herbstreit, sight unseen, right? 3 o'clock, biggest moment of your life. And Teddy was producing that show. And I probably looked like a deer in the headlights, right, Teddy?
Yeah. Well, we were all kind of shocked, as I remember even Herbie and I, we were just chatting like, can you believe what's happening here?
Yeah.
And he's like, and you just came in for an interview? And
yeah.
And you're like, yeah. And he put you on the air here with me? Yeah.
I like how when you do a Herbie impersonation.
Sorry.
Yeah. I love your guys' longevity and your dynamic and your time together. And we all love baseball. You love the White Sox. Ted loves the Reds. I love the Guardians. And I think the comparison of you guys is like a starting pitcher that has to have a certain catcher catching him. And they're the battery on the mound behind the plate every single time. That's what I think when I think about Mike and Ted.
I'm Tim Wakefield and you're Lou Merlone.
Hey, I'll take it.
All right. You can catch my knuckleball.
Yes, I
nobody
can
else can
it, yeah.
catch the knuckleball.
That's a comparison.
It's tricky, man. I get it.
No, but you know what? I'm quite sure that when I walked out of there that day, Teddy, you're like, I'm never going to see that guy again.
Exactly.
And here you go.
That's the comparison. But Ted, you're like Jason Varitek, though.
Okay, that's even better. Yeah, World Series hero. Right?
I want to talk about some of the most unbeatable of the unbeatable coming up next. This is going to be right up your alley. Because I did a little deep dive today into some of my favorite Major League Baseball records that make blood shoot right out of your eyes. We'll discuss it next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Things are a little slow on northbound 270 between 670 and Easton Way, and you're going to hit a couple-minute holdup on eastbound 670 from 5th Avenue to 270. This report is sponsored by Ohio Basement Authority, your local expert. Is water seeping into your basement? Are your basement walls cracking? Contact Ohio Basement Authority, the basement waterproofing experts. Get your free inspection today. Learn more at ohiobasementauthority.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Go football on The Fan. Join Tyler Danberg and Coach Larry Wolf for the Capital Ford of Columbus High School football game of the week.
This week, Olentangy Orange at Olentangy Berlin.
Live coverage starts Friday at 6:30. The Fan. Fan weather.
From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Now, rain is likely overnight tonight into Thursday, especially between 3 a.m. and about 8 a.m. on Thursday. And then we start to dry out with some sunshine by Thursday afternoon. Overnight lows tonight at 66, highs on Thursday at 80. Friday, dry, sunny conditions and about 80. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
If the authorities looked at their Instagram accounts, they'd be arrested immediately.
Daddy, what are you doing?
You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
I want to talk to you about my friends at Comer and Cross. What do? They do garage floors. Not just garage floors. The best garage floors in the business. All right, this is the Rolls Royce of garage floors. Maybe you had yours done before and it looks like crap. Maybe you tried to do it yourself and it looks like crap. Half of their business is going in and fixing other people's crap. Call Comer and Cross today. They'll even take the stuff out of your garage for you. They're going to fix everything, all the cracks and pits and cracks and gaps. And they guarantee that your garage floor is never going to chip, crack, or show tire lift like epoxy or paint ever. Call them today. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. 1-800-NEW-FLOOR. ComerCross.com. ComerCross.com. Tyler Danberg is with me, the good clean boy. And you're a baseball guy just like I'm a baseball guy. There are certain records in sports. Like I get a kick out of, we've been watching professional baseball, not us, but people, for 150 years. And I love it when something happens for the first time that we haven't seen. Like, what's his name for the Cardinals hitting the 3 home runs in his debut the other day?
Joshua Baez?
Yes. And it was the first pitch he saw went out of the ballpark. Hits 3 home runs in his major league debut. No one's ever done that before. In 150 years.
He hasn't got a hit since.
Well, Teddy, why do you have to ruin it? All right?
I'm just saying.
It's a beautiful moment for him.
It was that moment, yeah. Since then.
He's like the Verve pipe. He had the song, The Freshman. It was great.
Yes.
And then that was it for them.
He has a chance to rebound, though.
But damn it, that was a good song. We saw the Brewers shut out the Mariners last night, 22-0, which ties the longest, or not longest, biggest shutout from a run standpoint, 22 runs, since the modern era started in 1900, right? We saw that last night for Milwaukee. And I'm looking at some of these numbers, and I know you know this, but maybe some of our younger listeners, maybe people who are not familiar with baseball, don't understand some of these records that will never be broken. For example, what award do we give the best pitcher in each league every single year? The Cy Young, right? Cy Young was a real guy, and Cy Young won 511 games. 511 games. And look, the thing about him, too, is it was a different era back then. But he also would pitch pretty much the entire game every single time. What's the number of complete games he had? Look at this.
I know he had 316 losses, which is all also a major league record.
Again, we don't have to look at that. I was just looking at this the other day. I should have had it. But I want to say that he started 800, roughly 800 games and finished 700 and change complete games. And I just had it, damn it, and it's gone now. Anyway, we're never going to see that win record broken like that again, unless they drastically change the rules and say that you have to pitch 2 innings to get a win. And even then, I don't know if we'll see 500. Starters only have to go 2 innings to get a win. You're not going to see 500 wins in a season or in a career. No hitters. Nolan Ryan, 7. Are we ever going to see it?
No.
Strikeouts, Nolan Ryan. Are we ever going to see it?
Gone are the days of 300-game winners as well, and we were talking about it yesterday. Gone are the days of the enigmatic managers, like an Ozzie Guillen, like a Lou Piniella.
Oh, the
Terry Francona
is
probably
the
last of what we've got currently in the game of enigmatic managers.
Well, yeah, you could say, well, things are cyclical. Maybe it'll come back. No, I don't think so. And it's only because those types of managers that you're talking about, the big fiery personality type of guys, they don't take well to some 32-year-old front office stat geek calling down to the dugout during the game saying, this is what the stats tell me we need to do in this situation. They hang up on that guy. Now, I'm not saying that that's the right way to do things. I think research does have an important role in today's baseball game. But those types of managers, that's why a couple of years back when my Chicago White Sox went out and decided to hire Tony La Russa, who looked like the crypt keeper at that point, you're thinking to yourself, what the hell are they doing? You're just never going to see that again. You never see that type of manager again. And again, I don't know if that's good or bad, but any time that you take characters out of the game, I guess it makes it a little bit less fun.
He can't smoke in the dugout anymore, so Jim Leland and Earl Weaver are out. I love how Earl Weaver, by the way, for those that may not be familiar, obviously a legendary manager in wins and World Series and also in meltdowns on the field, but he actually had on his jersey, he had a special patch for his dugout heaters so he could just pull them out anytime he wanted. Do you know that?
Yes.
About Earl Weaver?
Yeah.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's baseball lore that will always live.
Earl Weaver has one of my favorite little sound bites ever. It's when he's doing Manager's Corner. I'm sure you've heard this, right? Put that into YouTube. Just Manager's Corner with Earl Weaver. And it was done as sort of like a joke, spoofy thing. But it's one of my favorite, and I can't play it on the air because it's so inappropriate, but it was one of my favorite things of all time. By the way, here's that stat that I was looking for. Cy Young started a career total of 815 games, okay? He had 749 complete games of the 815 that he started. 749 complete games. Astonishing.
6,741 innings just in that frame alone. Insane.
I mean, you would think that your arm would just fall off. But they were there. And look, you can say where they weren't throwing as hard. They weren't throwing the same type of breaking stuff as they are today. And that's true to a point. But it was just different. That's what was expected of you. That was the culture around the game. And we talked to Jason Stark on this show. Jason says all the time that, you know, it's hard to hit pitching because these guys are out there and they're throwing 102 and there's a new pitcher coming in every 10 seconds. And, you know, batters don't get four looks at guys in a game like they used to. And what are you going to do? Well, what are you going to do? You can incentivize these teams to keep these guys in the game. And then they won't be able to throw 102. Or their arm will just rip right out of its socket, which kind of happens already today. But when you look at the game of baseball and what it was, because I know that you are a younger guy, but you also understand the game, you're a historian of the game. Where do you think we are today? Do you think this is still a fun product to watch? Are you a fan of what you see?
I am. And I think the alterations to the game, like the pitch clock, like ABS, I think that it's going to continue to help the game. I think the game has a lot of momentum going for it. And I know come December 1st, there's a lot of lockout talk looming. And
well, it's
going
to happen, right? I mean, it's going to.
Probably. But the game also has, and I'm a believer, you know, just being a positive glass half full type of guy, the game has so much momentum going for it that I'm very confident that we're going to have some type of baseball at some point next year. I don't think it's going to be a situation that almost loomed in the 94 to 95 offseason. I think, you know, they still played over 100 games in 95. But I do think that this is a fun type of baseball. I think the offense continues to get better. I think the shift restrictions have helped it. But gone are the days of guys that are going to go the distance in terms of starting pitchers. I thought Sandy Alcantara, when he had that Cy Young year, and I think he had over 20, 25 complete games, I thought that was kind of an anomaly. We're not going to see guys like Denny McClain win 30 games like he did in 1968. That's right. Just not going to happen anymore. But I do like the strategy and the chess match behind using bullpens and treating games like pockets, which is what managers talk a lot about nowadays, because there is a lot of strategy. And I think that you can argue that there might be more strategy right now because of that than there had been in the past, which I do like. But I do like the traditional side of baseball as well.
It seems like, though, we're getting away from a lot of that. We talked about this not too long ago. Teddy and I talked about this. We didn't, you know, necessarily 15 years ago think that we'd be sitting here today. And essentially, the American League and National League is one entity, right? Everybody plays everybody. And there's no pitchers that are hitting. Everybody's got the DH. Used to have that separation between leagues. And as time went, it got a little bit less separated with free agency and guys bouncing around and things like that. But really what we see now is you don't bat an eye when it's opening day. And you're like, oh, who the Red Sox got? Oh, the Padres, right? That would just be unheard of in the past. What are you talking about? They're starting the season with the Padres. It makes no sense. But probably to a guy like you, who hasn't been around that long, that's normal to you, right?
Yeah.
That didn't even bother you.
It's like interleague play used to be such a novelty. It was like something done in moderation to the point where it was a huge, huge deal. Now you've got each team playing each other at least once, and it's a lot of fun for that matter, but International League play doesn't hold the same weight as it used to, where they actually used to keep track of records against teams playing the opposite league. Like, it's just not as big of a deal anymore.
I never thought I would, Teddy, yearn for the days where I miss seeing a pitcher hit. Mm. And Shohei doesn't count. That's not real.
No, that's different.
No. Yeah. Talking about just a fish out of water type of guy. Like Bartolo Colon when he hit his home run. Helmet goes flying off. He didn't know what the hell's going on. You'd think there's no way in hell this guy could ever hit a home run in Major League Baseball. What a moment that was.
CC Sabathia going deep to dead center at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. You remember that one, Ted?
Absolutely, yeah. And it's funny, too, because like back then, the pitchers might get pulled, you know, in the game because they get pinch hit for.
Right.
So they couldn't get to complete games. But today, you have a DH, and they're still not, you know, be able to complete games, you know?
No, it's just different.
It's different,
and
yeah.
It pretty much starts at the youth level, too, and how they're taught to pitch. They just, physically, there's not a lot of guys that can go out there and pitch a complete game without something happening to them. Because the velocity, the intensity of these pitches that they throw is so intense. It's unbelievable. And there is a difference between hauling back and just throwing hard. Nolan Ryan threw hard. Bob Feller threw hard. Bob Feller probably threw 105. He'll tell you he threw 120 if he was still alive.
He also thought you were Grady Sizemore.
He did indeed. But he also wasn't throwing a slider at 92 miles an hour. There's a difference between throwing something that hard that moves and throwing something straight at 103. So the game is completely different. And again, I'm not saying it's bad different or wrong different. But I think every sort of generation goes through this where the game that they grew up watching changes over time. And while that's natural and it's going to happen, that's just life too. Life evolves. Life changes. And some people dig their heels in and say, no, I won't accept that. It needs to go back to this way because this was the good old days. Sometimes that progress is actually good, even in the world of sports. All right, some potential trouble for the Texas Longhorns as they get ready for the Buckeyes. Details in 2 minutes. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute holdup due to an accident that's on Sawmill Road between Bright Road and Hard. And there's a 5-minute delay on westbound 270 from 161 to 71 on the North Outer Belt. This report is sponsored by Speedway. Your day deserves a bit of spice. And the new Hottest Fire Chicken Sandwich from Speedway is just $4.99. Can you handle the heat? Try it for yourself at Speedway. Valid through 8/25/26. Participating stores only. Visit store for terms. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Timmy wants you to know that he's fingering his dry snacks. Whatever the hell that means. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Timmy's out today. The good clean boy, Tyler Danberg, is with me right now. Email us goodcleanboy@gmail.com. Here's one. What's the grossest foreign object you found in your food? I once sucked a Bobby Carpenter-sized toenail through the straw of my Tim Hortons ice cap. He says, I tossed the toenail out the car window and drank the rest of it. Which is it's dedication, homie. My wife found a what only can be described as a pubic hair in her salad once at Red Robin. And I told her that's what you get for ordering a salad at Red Robin. That's your punishment, is the pube. I had a live, like, huge beetle in my Wendy's salad once, which turned me off from salad for a little while, which is not good for you. What about you?
We're at spring training in Goodyear, Arizona. This is probably 2015, 2016, actually, before Cleveland went on to go to the World Series, win the pennant. And there was a Kona ice stand, shaved ice, got a nice, refreshing cup of shaved ice.
Delicious. What's the problem?
There was a staple in it.
A staple?
A staple.
Chris Stapleton was in your Kona ice. Did you actually ingest it?
No, didn't ingest it, luckily. But, you know, when you have that bite and you go in for the Kona ice and you get maybe a little bit of a shard of a staple and you're like, huh, that's not normal. So, but you know what? Actually got a free one after that. So I ate them both.
You took the staple out. Did you pass a metal detector through the other one? Were you extra cautious or just wolfing that thing down?
Oh, I mean, you got to take advantage. Double dip.
Did you? So you go up to the guy. I assume it's a guy working the Kona ice. Excuse me, sir. There is a staple in my Kona ice. What's the response?
I honestly don't remember.
There's a Band-Aid in my Kona ice. That almost never happens. Oh, here's another one. I was a kid. We went everywhere driving on vacation. I didn't get on a plane until I was 18 years old. So if we went on vacation in the summertime, we'd get in the van and we'd drive. And we usually would go down to Florida. I lived in Chicago. We do the Midwestern trek down.
Oh, yeah.
And we're passing through southern states that I really had no interest in stopping with. But my father was always excited because they had Waffle Houses there. And they didn't have any Waffle Houses back when I was banging in the Chicagoland area. I don't know if they do now. So we always had to stop at a Waffle House, which normally I had no problem with. However, on this particular day, we go in, we order, and I order eggs and whatever the hell I get at Waffle House. And the waitress comes by, and she's carrying all the plates, and I'm excited. I see my eggs come out, and I notice that she's got her thumb lodged in my eggs, just sitting there, and she's trying to hold the plate, which is not the most appetizing thing in the world, to have someone's thumb in your food. But I think to myself, hey, things have been worse. Probably in the kitchen it's worse. I didn't even want to know. But then, upon closer inspection, I look at the thumb and see that she is wearing a Band-Aid and it is slightly bleeding.
Ooh.
Out of the Band-Aid. So her bloody Band-Aid-covered thumb was in my eggs. She puts the plate down. I guess did not notice or did not care. And I said, excuse me, ma'am, I think you bled in my eggs. I go take care of that right away. She takes it away. She's gone for like 1 second. Clearly just wipes off the blood with a napkin or something and puts it back in front of me. Needless to say, I could not finish my eggs that day.
It's like a little ketchup and eggs right there.
A little ketchup and eggs, except it's human blood.
You know? I had a thumb in my Pepsi once.
A thumb in your Pepsi?
Thumb in my Pepsi, and then I went over to my friends, Ross, Rachel, Monica.
I was going
to
say, you're Phoebe from Friends.
Yeah, and they said, you should go back, and then I actually got a lot of money from it.
Uh-huh. How much did you get from that? Like $300,000 or something? Some bad news for Texas. Of course, Texas playing Ohio State September 12th in Austin. Their left tackle, Trevor Goosby. Sounds like the Queen should be saying that name, right, Teddy?
Oh, I spent a weekend with Trevor Goosby. Oh, yes. He had his goose spigot going, if you know what I'm talking about.
Well, he has a bone bruise in his left knee. I mean, they're talking about this guy being the top tackle prospect in the 2027 draft. Like, this is a big deal. If he's not able to go, it's going to be difficult for Arch Manning to get the type of protection and run blocking and all that stuff that he needs. They're saying that he should be okay. When went to have an MRI yesterday, had the bone bruise, they're saying what for the timeline on this?
2 to 3 weeks.
2 to 3 weeks. All right. So that would take him to roughly the start of the season, right? That second week.
Yeah.
I assume that if he's able to go, he's going. What do you think about this matchup week two?
Well, I'm really excited for it. I think the matchup with Trevor Goosby protecting the blind side of Arch Manning is so pivotal. And like you said, I remember going to the Cotton Bowl in 2025, Goosby was gaining a lot of steam that he would be a guy if that hampered Longhorns offensive line were to call up somebody from the reserves to play, it was going to be him as a true freshman. They really liked Trevor Goosby, and he had a great year last year. One guy that could step up is Andre Kojo, and he's got a lot of size, 6'6", 340. And you go back to that Cotton Bowl game last year, 2025, but really the 2025-26 season, what Miami's offensive line really had an edge on Ohio State was they had a lot of size with their left tackle, Markel Bell, right. Their right tackle, Francis Maui-Noah. So that would pose an interesting matchup, but I think obviously advantage Buckeyes if Goosby can't go, and probably advantage Buckeyes if Goosby's going to be playing not too far removed from a bone bruise.
Last year with these two teams, we saw a very cautious, low-scoring approach from both teams who are dealing with sort of unknown entities, the quarterback position. They were doing anything they could to win this game. They weren't worried about style points, none of that. And we wound up with a 14-7 final score. What type of football game do you think we're going to see this year? More of the same, or are we opening it up this year?
We're going to see a lot more opening it up. I think one of the biggest themes of what we've heard from Ohio State in fall camp is explosiveness. First off, with the wide receivers, they've talked a lot about explosion and yards after the catch. The running backs have talked about explosion, especially in the second level. I think we're going to see a lot from Bo Jackson this year getting better into the second level. Ryan Day even said, Mike, that Bo Jackson's done a much better job getting to the second level. Wouldn't be surprised if maybe that first quarter Ohio State is a little deliberate, just like they were. They were very methodical, I'd say, in that Texas game last year, because when they did want to open it up, they did see that 40-yard touchdown pass from Julian Sand to Carnell Tate. But I think on the defensive side, expect a similar approach, because they were just suffocating all afternoon long. Arch Manning just really had no time to get in a rhythm.
You're going to see a different Arch Manning, though. He's got more games under his belt. He's a much better quarterback. They're more comfortable with him running that offense. But I wonder what type of change we're going to see from the Buckeyes on offense this year. Yes, you have a new coordinator coming in, but this is still Ryan Day's vision. And one thing he was known for last season specifically was slowing that game down and minimizing the possessions. And we saw late in the season that bit him in the ass a little bit, because then they couldn't come back and do what they needed to do in a timely fashion because there's just not a lot of possessions left to do it. I want to get your take on if we're going to see more of that this year, or if things open up a little bit more, they move a little quicker. We'll talk about that coming up next. Kyle Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some slowdown due to an accident that's on westbound 70 on the east side after Hamilton Road. And we've got about a 5-minute delay on westbound 670 from Grandview Avenue to I-70. This report is sponsored by your local Rood Air Conditioning Pro Partners. Is it rude to touch someone else's thermostat? Absolutely. Unless you're a certified Rood Pro Partner and fixing a problem system for good. Get out with the old and in with the Rood this summer. Upgrade to a high-efficiency Rood system at RoodColumbus.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Your favorite fan shows are available as a podcast. What a concept. And don't miss exclusive podcast content like Austin and Burn. Listen on your schedule from anywhere in the world. Available wherever you get your podcasts. The Fan Guest Hotline is sponsored by KD HVAC, doing whatever it takes to keep your home comfortable. The Fan.
They refer to each other as stupid f***s, so they must get along.
We fight a lot, but at the end of the day, it's okay, because we really do hate each other.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
This dumb show brought to you by the Hinder Motor Company. Tyler Danberg, Good Clean Boy, is with me on this Good Clean Wednesday. Email us, goodcleanboy@gmail.com. This one's for Tyler. Have you ever been starstruck meeting another broadcaster?
Yes, that is a great question. So in a past life, I was a visiting clubhouse attendant. Spent 5 years in the Cleveland Guardians visiting clubhouse. It's one of the most fun 5-year stretches in my life. So much fun. You learn so much. Actually, my first day, I picked up a fair ball. But it was the 2022 American League division series, and the Yankees are in town, and Bob Costas was doing the series for TBS, and he hadn't done it for a few years. He did a couple playoff series for MLB Network and then took a couple year hiatus, and then he was back. And love Bob Costas, a huge fan of his, just an incredible, incredible broadcaster. Also, Cars was my favorite movie growing up, so he was Bob Cutlass. So he's in the clubhouse, and I usually like don't get starstruck over broadcasters, but Costas walks in, and there's like an aura about him. He walks into the clubhouse, and it's like all time stops. And I'll never forget, he walked into the clubhouse and hanging out, just kind of there. Whatever the players need, we're there to tend to the players, coaches, support staff, anything they need. They need bats taken downstairs towards the dugout. They need helmets. They need us to run errands. We'll go and do that. And I remember Jose Trevino, who was then all-star catcher for the Yankees, now with the Reds. And there's probably about five or six of us just kind of hanging out in the area. And Costas walks in. And my boss, Willie Jenks, unbelievable, unbelievable human being and a great clubhouse manager, one of the best in the game. And he's like, hey, and because he knows I'm a huge Costas fan. He's like, hey, Bob Costas just walked in. Are you going to go over and say hi? And I couldn't muster it up.
You didn't do it, huh?
I couldn't muster it up. Jose Trevino's like, go over and talk to him. I couldn't do it. But since then, I've learned my lesson to not try and get starstruck.
If only you knew that all you had to do was walk up to Bob Costas and said, I'm a friend of Jeff Rimmer's. He sent me. Yes, they're friends.
No way.
To the point where Costas did a little goodbye video for him when Rimmer did his last Blue Jackets game. And I want to say Costas is on the book jacket. It gave a little blurb for Rimmer's new book. So I'm quite sure if you want a second chance at meeting Bob Costas, we can make that happen.
Okay.
We can get him on the phone with you.
I haven't ordered Rimmer's book yet. I'm really excited to read it.
I haven't gotten mine yet either, Teddy. I keep hearing it's coming.
I think it's in the mail.
I think this is all made up. When is it coming? Pony Express?
It's been in the mail for a couple weeks. I was going to ask him today.
Who wrote the foreword? You know?
John Davidson, I think, wrote the foreword to the book. I offered to write the foreword. But,
yeah, you couldn't do it, so then he asked JD to do it.
Yeah. I asked you before we went to break, you know, last year, Ryan Day specifically wanted to minimize the possessions in the game because he knew that he could just suffocate the opposing team. He could score when he wanted to score, and his defense can shut people down. So there wasn't a lot of hurry up. There wasn't a lot of that. It was very methodical, huddling, taking the play clock. They led college football in time of possession last year. We saw late in the season that kind of at some points bit him in the ass because then they didn't have time to do what they needed to do. What do you think we see this year?
I believe that we're going to see at least a slow-ish start. Maybe they want to use tempo as a weapon. You hear Coach Day talk about that a lot. I think that maybe we see a slow start week two at Texas because they're going to be on most likely a silent count because Daryl K. Royal's field's going to be buzzing and they're going to try and maybe feel things out one or two possessions in. I do believe though that if they go slow and it's not working, they're going to be faster in making those adjustments. I think Coach Day, I think Arthur Smith, they're going to be quick to make those changes. But what I am excited to see about the offense, because we saw a lot of it when we got the chance to check out open practice first weekend out of the year, saw a lot of motion from the receivers. And we saw a lot of the quarterback under center. And I think that that can really open up Julian Sand in the play action game. I think that they can get a lot of great designs coming up from under center. Now, we are going to see a lot of that shotgun, and we're going to see hopefully a lot of five wide and 11 personnel because you've got these weapons. You're going to have to use them. But I'm excited to see these wide receivers, Mike. Jeremiah Smith said it, and he doesn't just say it to say it, but he said it's the deepest wide receiver room in now his 3 years here. And that's saying something. So, you know, I do hope that they can unlock the offense earlier And if they can play fast and up tempo and wear teams down that way instead of wearing teams down from deliberate slow offensive play, then let's see them turn it loose.
I've always said that, you know, you show me a great offense and I'll show you a great offense that can use play action, right? It's one of the most valuable tools that you have in your bag. The problem at the tail end of last season is they were still trying to use play action and they could not block long enough, especially on that right side of the offensive line, to use it effectively. I'm less worried about that offensive line this year. Most experienced group in college football. I think we're finally going to see some really good unity on that group.
I agree. And I'm excited to see the combination of the offensive line. You consistently hear Ian Moore at left tackle. I think if that's what it takes to maximize the offensive line, I think that's your best offensive line combination. You got a lot of different ones as well, because Josh Padilla has been a key reserve for this Ohio State offensive line. And you go back to last year, he got banged up a little bit after C.J. Donaldson's fumble against Penn State. But on that game, November 1st, he was seeing some consistent early run at the right guard slot instead of Tager Tshabola. But I do think if you've got Moore, Montgomery, Hinsman, Sereveld, and Daniels, I think that's where you can really maximize things. And how about Austin Sereveld? If he does move inside, I mean, you talk about the selflessness. Left tackle is such a key spot. You're protecting the quarterback's blind side. At the NFL, that's really where the money is for an offensive lineman. But to hear about a guy that's willing to do what's best for the team and to move inside if that's what it takes, if he's not at left tackle, I mean, that's a lot of selflessness that I don't know if that's gaining enough steam if that's going to be the case.
For what it's worth today, Luke Montgomery, too, second team preseason All-American. Jeremiah Smith, no shocker, was first team preseason All-American. And only two on the first or second team. Julian Sayin not on the list at all. It's rare that you see only two names for the number one team in the country to start the season, but whatever, man, who cares? Go out there as a collective, win games, show what you can do. Tyler, thank you so much for stopping by with me today.
Thank you so much for having me, Mike. This was a blast.
Jen Winters will be with me for the 5 o'clock hour. The Blue Jackets are going to make a little bit of a fashion statement. I'll tell you about that coming up next. Common Man and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got traffic slowing down due to an accident. That's on East Livingston Avenue near Nelson Road. We also have a holdup due to a crash. That's on Hamilton Road at Sawyer Road. This report is sponsored by Vision Zero Columbus. Serious crashes on Columbus streets cause permanent physical, financial, emotional, and property damage. Vision Zero is changing that through roadway redesign and a commitment to zero traffic deaths. Find out how at columbus.gov/VisionZero. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Sting live from the McDaniel GM Superstore Studios. Driving excellence since 1916. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. WBNS HD1 Columbus.
Good afternoon. This is Paul Keel's Columbus crew back at it tonight. They are hosting Montreal at Scott's Miracle-Gro Field. That gets underway at 7:30. Ohio State receiver Jeremiah Smith today placed on the watch list for the Biletnikoff Award, given each year to the nation's top receiver. Ohio State men's basketball announcing the remainder of their non-conference schedule. Outside of the games already known, the Buckeyes will host the likes of Youngstown State, Marshall, UMBC, Lipscomb, Stony Brook, and Mississippi Valley State. Baseball, Clippers at home with St. Paul tonight. Cincinnati Reds are at home with St. Louis. And the Cleveland Guardians continue their home set with San Francisco. This update brought to you by TurboTrack Realty. Done with that property? Call John Kosick at TurboTrack Realty for a cash offer today. 614-470-2000. Breaking sports news when it happens on The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
The only show that can bring a dead queen back to life. This is Common Man and Timmy.
Oh, the caravan continues. Look who just walked in.
Oh, Lord.
Jen Winters is here. But you know what? You come bearing gifts today.
I did.
Brought Pumpkin Ryan Day.
I went home and got Pumpkin Ryan Day.
Hey, how you doing there, Jen?
Good, buddy. How are you?
Thanks for taking me out of the closet. I appreciate it.
Hey, you were in a bin in the garage with the other Halloween stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to stay out now because it's almost September, which means it's Halloween.
Did you You had some tree damage, I know, from the storms last week. Did the tree guy come out today?
He just looked at it. So I'm just waiting for some more to come out. And my our neighbors are getting just generally pissed off at me.
All right. Well, here's the thing.
And we, it's just like, hey.
We have this radio show.
Here's the deal. There's a lot of stuff that's happened in the city over the past week and a half.
I understand, but we got people listening right now. Make your plea.
Okay. If you are a tree service and you want to help me get a, I believe it's a 25 to 30 foot dead spruce tree off of a yerba, I don't know what the heck.
Herbivita.
It's some sort of big coniferous tree that my neighbors have. And it's not fully uprooted. It's partially uprooted. So if anybody wants to help,
you need tree guy.
Well, I need a tree guy.
Or a tree gal.
What really we need to do is just kind of pull it into our yard so we can just cut it up and get rid of it. But yeah, just for my neighbor's sake, because I'm really tired of like looking outside to see if they're out there before I let the dog out, because I hate awkwardness and they hate me. So they really hate us.
Well, now you've added to the awkwardness,
yeah,
which I appreciate.
I mean, it's not my fault. It's just the tree just was, you know, dead and just fell over. So yeah, you can find me at JenWinters971 across social media.
Look at you, you whore.
Just send me a message, DM me, friend me, whatever. Yeah, if you like to cut down trees and you're bonded and insured, please let me know.
You know, when I came in today with my afro, you were the first person that I wanted to talk to. I've covered it up. I'm wearing a hat now.
It makes me, I mean, if you're on YouTube, you can rewind to the beginning of the show.
Oh, yeah.
I
had it out for most of the show. I did TV with Nicole. If you watch 10 TV Plus at 6:30, the 6:30 newscast, I don't know when they're going to have it in that newscast, but I did like a 3-4 minute thing with Nicole, and the fro is just out.
It just reminded my brother, his hair gets that way too. I mean, he doesn't have as much hair as he used to. But when it gets to be that long, it gets to be that curly. And I was just like, I'm like, for a guy who's not Jewish, congratulations.
Thank you.
You got a hell of a Jew fro.
But you know what, though? I've always said that the Italians and the Jews, we have a lot in common.
Yes. Guilt, mom guilt.
They feed you and make you feel bad about what you're eating at the same time.
But you're not eating enough.
That's what I would do all the time. My mother would keep just putting food in front of me. And then almost in the same breath, she would say,
yeah, you're looking a little chunky.
Well, stop feeding me, woman. Stop it. No, that's too easy.
It is.
We can't do that. You're a big fan of fashion.
Sure.
When it comes to uniforms.
I dress like a 14-year-old tomboy. No. So here we go.
You appreciate a good sports uniform.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
You know, you have your favorites. You have your dislikes. But I saw that the NHL today announced they're essentially going to be doing City Connect uniforms.
Really?
So Major League Baseball does the City Connects, whether you like them or not. And the NHL has announced that all 32 teams will be having alternate. Is it, though? That's what I'm going to ask you.
Well,
here's how they describe it.
Okay.
Uniforms that are inspired by the fans, city, and culture that make each team feel like
home.
They need
to be scarlet and gray is what they need to be.
That will never happen.
I know.
I've been saying this for 20-something years.
Amazing.
You put, once a year, doesn't even have to be your permanent alternate, you put a blue jacket-themed scarlet and gray sweater together. You will sell the crap out of those. If they were ever going to do it, too, it would have been last year outdoor game at the Shoe. But they didn't.
They didn't.
And so I said to myself at that point, they're never going to do this.
I know. It could have been so magical. Like the way that they could have crossed over and it just didn't happen. You know what I suggest? Orange. Like the orange barrels that are all over this damn city. You think one project's done on the freeway? No. We're just moving a quarter mile down the road.
Did you see that, was it yesterday? There was someone who just stopped.
In the middle of the...
On 670.
Yes.
Just stopped. And then accidents happen.
Like,
stopped in the right lane.
What were you doing?
They probably just missed their exit and didn't know what to do.
So you just stopped in the middle of the road?
So you just stop in the middle of the
freeway?
Road. And of course, all these accidents happen because of them.
Oh my God.
And they just drove away. So they're trying to find these people. This should be the manhunt to end all manhunts. I'm tired of looking for murderers and all these other bombers and terrorists. We need to find people like this that would just willingly stop in the middle of a busy freeway because they're so stupid and don't know what to do. We need to find these people and put them in jail.
I think that would be great. And honestly, I think if they shared more of the camera across all platforms. We could even do it as 971 The Fan.
Central Ohio Crime Watchers. Across, let's find this person.
Right. Put it out across like our social media. Absolutely. We could just run it on our on our YouTube feed. Find this
Have
idiot.
You seen this
Have
idiot?
Have you seen this idiot? I think we should do that, honestly.
Maybe they were listening to this show and just laughing so hard. they just couldn't control themselves. But I do remember back when I was banging, went to spring training. This is when we were an Indians affiliate.
And oh, when you they and were, Torg went out there.
No, this was before that. This was when me and Spielman went out
Holy crap. Oh, that would have been a show.
Torg and I went to Arizona to do it. Spiels and I went to Florida when they were still in Winter Haven, Florida.
Oh, wow.
And they had us staying at Disney World. That's where our hotel was.
Oh, man.
And then we had to drive 45 minutes to Winter Haven every single day.
Wow.
And it's like, why can't you just put us in a hotel?
It had to have been more expensive to stay at Disney World.
Winter Haven was like, well, they don't have any nice hotels. Who cares? Put me at a motel that's across the street from the field, because what would happen would be I get in the rental car with Spielman, who had to drive.
Oh, jeez.
Because I had to be the woman. I had to sit passenger seat. He had to drive. He would get so distracted by things. Like if the radio wasn't working the right way, or he's trying to find something, trying to adjust the seat, he would stop in the middle of the highway.
No.
Yes, he's that guy where he would just forget that he's supposed to keep driving. He would stop, and I would say, Chris, we have to go now. Like, oh, yeah, I forgot.
He does not like multitask? Is that what that was?
No, couldn't multitask.
Oh, my God.
I was scared out of my mind.
Hell of a linebacker, though.
Oh, great linebacker. He would also eat the discarded room service food from the hallway trays.
No.
Yeah.
Like, he just walked past it.
Yeah, he'd walk past it. If you saw something that looked good, he'd just pick it up and eat it.
I still think about the time he got, was it Poison Oak?
He used to go for runs in UA, and when nature called, he would just run into the woods and crap, and then wipe himself with whatever was around.
Oh, man.
And I guess he's not a botanist? I don't know. Is that who studies leaves and plants? Botany?
Sure.
And so he just took some poison oak and wiped himself with that all over BH Gooch. And for the next 2 weeks, I'm doing the show with this guy as he's wearing sweatpants and just rubbing and scratching like there's no tomorrow. And I'm trying to stay focused and do the show, and I just see him. Because with sweatpants, you can see everything. You can see the outline of whatever he's rubbing and tugging down there. Just going to town. How am I supposed to say? How am I supposed to chip with that going on, Jen?
You can't. Wow.
You can't.
Oh,
right, I want to ask you. I'm going to ask Teddy, too. Blue Jackets doing their version of City Connects. What do we think represents this city? You made the joke about the orange barrels for construction. But if we were going to do something a little bit different, and they're not just doing the traditional cannon or the Blue Jacket logo as it appears now on the main sweater, what do we think represents the city enough to be featured? We'll discuss coming up next. Colin Mann and Timmy on The Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got some stop-and-go traffic that's causing a 15-minute delay on northbound 71 from East Broad Street to 11th Avenue on the north side. And there's slower traffic on eastbound 70 on the west side from Mound Street to 315. This report is sponsored by Mesilla Valley Transportation. CDLA drivers in Groveport. Mesilla Valley Transportation is hiring. Get competitive weekly pay, consistent work, and dependable home time. Visit driveformvt.com and apply today. That's driveformvt.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
Bishop and Friends.
You can't bring that up in our house. I don't want to hear about it. Certainly my wife doesn't want to hear about it. So we're just going to act like it's not going to happen and then deal with it.
The days are long. The years are fast, right?
Bishop and Friends. Sponsored by Diamond Seller.
Weekdays from 9 to noon on The Fan.
Fan weather. From the Logan AC and Heat Services Weather Center.
Well, here comes the rain again. Overnight tonight into the first half of Thursday across central Ohio. Overnight lows tonight at about 66, about 80 on Thursday, turning sunny by the afternoon hours. And Friday, a glorious day, a lot of sunshine, high temp of about 80. That is your 97.1 The Fan weather forecast. I'm 10 Weather Impact Chief Meteorologist Chris Tomer.
The Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus is the official sportsbook sponsor of Common Man and Timmy. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
Panama Ted would like to inform you that this ain't one of them. You're listening to Common Man and Timmy.
Name dropping with Jeff Remmer coming up at 5:30. Jen Winters is with me for the final hour of the show. We are talking about how the NHL has announced they're essentially going to do City Connect uniforms this year. The terms that they used was uniforms that are inspired by the fans, city, and culture that make each team feel like home. Now, does that mean they're going to be gaudy as F, like the City Connects in Major League Baseball? Probably. But I was trying to think, Jen, like what would represent, if we're going to go away from the traditional cannon or blue jacket logo that they have now on the sweater, what would best represent the city, the area, and still look good, too, as a design? Did you have any thoughts? Because I have one, well, but I want to hear your thoughts
first. You know how they were called Arch City?
Yep.
And the Short North has all of the lights with the arches, the arch lights. I think if you could do something like that, I mean, because it's technically within the Short North. I mean, it's adjacent to the Short North. Something like that.
I think that's
would be kind of neat.
I'm sort of on the same page, but I'll take it a step further.
Okay.
One of my favorite things in this city is right across the street from Nationwide Arena. It's the old Union Station arch.
Yes, yes.
Now, here's a little history lesson for those youngins. That was not originally there. There was a prison on that site.
Correct.
A lot of people thought that arch was from the prison. No, they don't make the prison look that nice.
No.
That was from the old Union Station that was built around the turn of the century.
Mm-hmm.
And it was not located in that spot. They moved it a couple different places, then moved it there eventually. But it was grand. It was ornate as people built things back then. You know, that was the entrance to the big train station in town. And I think that represents what you were talking about, the arch aspect of it. But just the arch itself is beautiful.
It is. It's
and I
gorgeous.
Think you could put a rendering of that on the sweater. Have that be the principal
that would be really
logo.
Cool.
I think it'd be pretty cool.
I mean, I wish the Guardians would do something like that with the Guardians on the bridge in downtown Cleveland that overlook
I'm surprised they
Progressive
don't,
Field.
They don't have a little bit more of that incorporated in their design, because that's the reason why They use that name.
It. I mean, you can buy the, it just flew out of my head, but there's a brewery up there that utilizes those bridges as their cans. And it's just like perfect marketing opportunity. Get that beer in there and then sell some merch. Like, that's perfect. And I think if we could do that here with that arch, think of all the stuff. I would buy so much stuff. I mean, I like the Blue Jackets the way they are now, but if you incorporate the arches, something that really like resonates within the city, I think it would be amazing.
You know what I think also you can have is you can have maybe a picture of Zach Werenski waving goodbye.
Goodbye,
right?
Yes.
Everyone who's any good, just waving goodbye.
Because we know it's going to happen
soon. No,
sooner
no, it's not.
Later.
I'm told it's not now.
Okay.
Don't say that. Rimmer's going to yell at you.
Well, no.
Zach Werenski's back and he's sending video messages to us where it looks like he's being held hostage by a gun.
Just like, remember,
I'm excited
when
to win. I want to win here, Blue Jackets fans.
Remember when he got his face all jacked up and we made shirts and we were like,
yeah,
hey, we love you.
Absolutely.
Stay. We'll make shirts of your face not all jacked up.
What series was that? Was that
it was 17.
Was that the Lightning series?
I think
the Boston
so.
Series after that?
I think it was 2017.
No, I forget.
Anyway.
How you doing, Jen?
I killed that. Sorry about that.
No. Hey, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell made a comment to the German press yesterday.
That could go either way.
Oh, hello, Jen. Wolfgang here. I work for the German press. Did you not know that?
Your Wolfgang
impression.
Yes. It's something.
I work for the Berlin Times.
The Berlin Times?
Yes.
Don't you mean the Olentangy Berlin Times?
Olentangy Berlin, that's right. High school football
high
season.
High school football this week.
That's right.
What was I going to say? Oh, so Roger Goodell was talking to the German press, and he said there will be teams outside the USA. And for some reason, this has been making news since he said it. Whoa. I don't. Oh, he said teams. Now we're plural.
Just, we're just waiting for Joe Burrow to get hurt. So it's kind of a dead period right now. I'll see my way out.
Why is this news? I have been telling
because
you
they want it so bad.
I've been telling you for years it's not just going to be one team that goes over there. They're going to put an entire division over there to start.
One team in
no
Europe.
They're going to have a whole division over there. They're going to put two teams in London. They'll put one team in Germany, and they'll hold some sort of raffle for the other team, and they're going to get franchise fees of like $20 billion yes. dollars each.
It'll be insane.
It's going to be a cash cow to end all cash cows.
I mean, at least they've got nice stadiums over there that they can kind of, I mean, if they would like to agree to join in with like Tottenham Hotspur, that's a brand new stadium that's really nice.
I wonder if
something
they'd,
like that.
They'd let them though, because they're so anal.
Oh, you're right.
About the field conditions for soccer, you know, because well, over those, there they I actually mean, have standards
have
for what
grass,
their players play on.
Right.
Right. And so I don't know if they'd want our lowly Americans coming in.
I mean, it'd mean more money to them. They can just replace grass easier if they get more money.
Yes.
Yes.
See, I'm doing the Queen and Wolfgang, Teddy.
It's an international edition.
That's pretty good, yeah.
I really have no shame. Jet Harrison. You know Jet Harrison, don't you?
Yeah. He's,
Jet!
There you go. Jet Greaves' son. No, I'm kidding.
No.
He's Marvin's
younger brother of Marvin Harrison Jr. He is a commit here. He is the number 4 overall prospect in the 2028 class. He committed officially just last month, July 1st right. is when he committed. Marvin Harrison Jr., who of course is with the Cardinals, needs to have a big year this year. He has said before that Jet is better than him at this stage of his career, as he was in high school, and more determined than him. And he said it again yesterday when talking to the media. Here's Marvin Harrison Jr. Jet's a lot more talented than I ever was at his age. I think what really sets us apart is the mentalities that we have. I just love the confidence he has in himself. He feels he can do anything in the world, and I love that about him. I just try to do my part as big brother, steer him down the right path. I always emphasize work ethic and continue to work. Now, Marvin Harrison Sr.,
yeah.
Daddy,
yes,
he also is commenting on his son. He said, competitor is an understatement about Jet. The will to win, obviously myself or his older brother, he's been around this will to win, and losing is not an option. That's what makes him who he is today. Losing is not an option. That's what's instilled with him. If you have an older brother and a dad going to push you, he was never going to shy away from the hard work. I think with Jet, it's what's next, what's next. I'm ready for it.
I'm excited.
Hey. We have to wait a while.
I mean, I know.
2028 class, but still, it's exciting to continue to have talent like this just walk through the turnstiles.
We're really fortunate in that regard. I mean, if LeBron would have played basketball here, I'm sure his kids would have gone through here. But, I mean, this is kind of the closest thing that we
Hold
get
on,
right
I,
now.
I thought LeBron did play basketball here.
Oh, that's right. He has his own locker. I forgot.
He has his own locker.
I'm sorry.
They list him as an alum, even though he's never attended a class.
That's right.
And now, did you see LeBron is taking over the world of golf videos? He's trying to infringe on Bryson DeChambeau's YouTube empire.
Good. I will gladly subscribe and do whatever it takes
Where
for him to get more
golf,
views.
He's doing golf videos
and
now.
More attention than Bryson DeChambeau.
I also saw, because you're a big Liv fan. You're a big golf,
yeah.
golf fan.
I love to see it die.
I saw the Liv players met with the mystery investor yesterday.
But we don't know who the mystery investor
well,
is.
Well, we kind of think we do. It's some guy.
Is it the Kushner
from,
family?
No, it's some guy from BC Investments. I forget the name. Teddy, look it up. He's some Canadian a-hole, I think. But they met with the investor yesterday, and yeah. I guess some thought it was good, and others just walked away shaking their heads.
John
said,
Rahm's like,
right,
what am I going
to
do?
We can't wait to get out of here. But what's crazy, too, is that, like, here's a quote from LIV Golf CEO Scott O'Neill today, because there are reports saying that they're being sued by all these vendors because they're not paying their bills. He says, we're doing everything we can to make sure we do right by them and the work they committed. and I hope we can. What do you mean you hope you can?
What the hell?
If there's outstanding balances.
You gotta pay that,
and
son.
You're out there telling me that you got this big money guy, Daddy Warbucks is in the building now, and he's gonna write these blank checks for you to stay afloat. What the hell? I hope we can. Write a check!
Yeah. See if it bounces. That's a fun game to play.
Did you hear the latest from Rory today about Jon Rahm?
No.
Did you hear?
No.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
And how you doing, little partner?
Hi. And it's little visitor now.
Yeah.
Adewoyoli is how you say it in Cherokee.
Oh, well, pardon my French, but I'll be damned.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
You know, I just finished...
You can't stump me.
I'm sorry. I just finished my batch of music for Friday.
Oh, so we're going to have it, but you're not
going to
be here.
Yeah, no, but you're going to have it.
Nice.
And Timmy's going to have it. And I'm particularly proud of one, and I'm really tempted to play it now, but I don't want... I'm not going to do that to Timmy. But I'm pretty proud of one. I'll just say, are you a fan of the band Cake?
I love Cake.
All right, well, I did a Cake-inspired.
Of course I love Cake, but I love Cake the band as well.
Walker told me I have AIDS. Yeah, but now you're on the GLP-1 shot. You can't have any Cake.
Dude, it is kicking my ass this week, just FYI. Not that everybody needs to know that, but holy crap.
Everybody needs to know every intricate detail of our lives.
This week has been rough.
Name dropping with Just Like Your Mother Likes It,
That's
Trebek.
That's great, Trebek.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer in 2 minutes. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
Watch out for an accident on northbound 315 after Ackerman Road. We've got crews on scene causing about a 5-minute holdup and slower traffic from Kinnear Road. And watch out for another accident causing delay on East Livingston Avenue near Nelson Road. This report is sponsored by NJM Insurance. If you dread dealing with your insurance more than you dread build-it-yourself furniture with extremely vague instructions, what are these hieroglyphics? Then you might have insuranoia. You should have NJM Insurance. They go to great lengths to do what's best for their policyholders. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.
And Timmy is sponsored by the Hinderer Motor Company. Listen every weekday from 3 to 6. They're good, clean boys. The Fan.
Broadcasting live from Shady Acres Retirement Village. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer.
Sponsored by Byers Imports. Hamilton Road by the airport.
He is the broadcasting legend. He is about to become the literary legend as his book is getting ready to be released. It's Name Dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. Hello, Rims.
Good afternoon, and with your help, we are selling books. I was on the phone with the publisher earlier on today, and we are well over 500 copies sold in pre-orders for the book, and it's released next month.
Go to Amazon and just search Jeff Rimmer, R-I-M-E-R, 1-M, or go to jeffrimmer.com and pre-order the book. Rims, I'm still waiting for my copy of the book. I've not gotten it. Did you send it Pony Express?
I expected that, and I asked the publisher today when we discussed sales, and the book is en route. I have it officially. It's out of Chicago, and it's on your way, hopefully. I thought there was a chance today, tomorrow. I hope by the end of the week you've got it so you can spend all weekend going through the book and making a determination on just how you feel about it. I know a lot of folks are excited about it, and reading the reviews, you know that people are enjoying it. There's a lot to understand. Only minuscule information has been released over the years on 97.1. So everybody will enjoy reading the book cover to cover.
I actually want to start today by doing a reverse name drop. I'm going to drop a name for you. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I was talking to the good, clean boy, Tyler Danberg, who I don't know if you've met before. He's been here about a year. He does stuff for Ohio State Radio Network, is the play-by-play voice for women's basketball here on The Fan. But he was saying that his broadcast hero was Bob Costas, and he had the opportunity to meet him once, but he was so shy he didn't go up to him and talk to him. And I know that you're a good friend of Bob Costas, as Teddy just plays music in the background. Can you tell me a good Bob Costas story?
Oh boy, good Bob Costas story. Well, back in my Baltimore days, spent a lot of time with Bob. He was doing baseball on a regular basis, and I love cost us on baseball. And that's when we kind of got close. And then a relative of his, back when I was doing the Panther games, lived in our community here in South Florida at the time and was a member of the same golf course. So one night we were there for a seafood night. It was a Friday night. We were there for a seafood night and actually spent a lot of time talking to Costas. And it was an all-you-can-eat seafood night, so it was expensive, but you could sit there all night and eat, and that's what Costas and I did.
This was Fat Rimmer, right?
Yeah, this is back when I was a lot heavier. Hey, wait till you see me in September. I'm in plane weight now.
Well, you were too thin the last time I saw you. Did you put on some weight?
Well, no, I'm actually probably even thinner because I'm exercising daily and with the sweat down here. And unfortunately, you guys are getting all the rain. It's just dried right out. We've got a thing called Sahara Desert sand or air or whatever the hell you want to call it. And we're getting temperatures in the 90s, the heat index 110, 112, and we haven't had rain. And I got all this new grass on my lawn and it's dying. So send some of that rain that you guys are getting with a great deal of regularity. Send it down here, please.
Well, hopefully with any luck, you'll get a big giant hurricane that destroys everything soon and you'll have some good rain.
No, we don't want that. How are you, Jen?
I'm good, Rims. Oh, well, I mean, I'm here with Mike, so, you know, I got to fight.
Let her talk.
I got to fight a little bit.
Let her talk.
Actually, I'm hoping you can help me because the Blue Jackets like to send, and this is something that's been stuck in my craw for a while, the Blue Jackets like to send, like, cool promotional things over before the start of the season. And sometimes they're kind of personalized or there are other things. I have been getting credentials from them now ever since I've worked here, but this is now my fourth year. I don't ever get a cool thing from the Jackets. Can you put in a cool a word to them? I'm just asking this for free stuff.
This is what you're doing?
Yes.
This is your big question can I get free
last
stuff?
Last year, you guys got really cool like Stanley mugs. I didn't get one. And I go there. I'm there for opening night. I'm there for training camp. We've got other things that we do with the Jackets. And I'm just kind of like, hi, I love the Jackets. Please.
Okay.
So, Rims, please.
Count on it. I will talk to Mark Gregory, and I will ensure that on the giveaways that they're handed to you. How's that?
I love it. Mark's the one
that, now a couple of years ago, wanted his favorite player's jersey, and he made that happen, autographed by Olivier. Who, by the way, I was texting with yesterday and today. Congratulations to the Oliviers. They've just had their third child, and I want to catch up with Olivier because I want him there on September 15th for what will be a very special day. As we unveil, yes, it doesn't get any better than this, the book on the 15th. And I want to see Mike just get quiet and not be able to speak because his favorite hockey player is standing in front of him.
Oh, man. Would you be okay if I made a few T-shirts to celebrate the book launch on that day? To give to us to kind of wear, because I have a really good idea in mind.
Don't tell him what it is.
I'm not going to tell him what it is, but I think it's going to be great. And I hope that you're happy with what it turns out to be.
He'll be happy.
All right.
It's going to be fun.
Right.
How is he not going to be happy? It's his naked image on a T-shirt.
It's not naked.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, moving right along.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer, brought to you by Rimmer's Friends, Buyers Imports by the airport. You want to talk about your friends, Rims?
You know, I will, and I learn something every day. Today in my conversation with Kevin King, are you ready for this? In 1936, back when Mike was hosting Common Man Radio here on 97.1, the first dealership in the U.S. to have an air-conditioned showroom. By the way, coincidentally, that's the same 1936 year, the start of Script, Ohio for you Buckeyes. Yeah. That's the kind of leadership you get on a daily basis from Buyers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road. We talk about factory service. They employ more master technicians at all Buyers Imports dealerships than any other shop in Central Ohio. You can also, understand that with the 2027 automobiles coming out, now's the time to make your best deal on a 2026, whatever you're looking for, Audi, Porsche, Volkswagen, Subaru. Head to Buyers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road.
When's this Fantilli contract coming down?
I'm asking the same question on a daily basis. They've got time. I mean, I'm sure that he's going to show up for camp. I sent a text today to Zach Werenski, who's training in Michigan along with Fantilli and other NHL players, trying to say, hey, let's edge this thing on. We got to have Fantilli signed, sealed, and delivered. Negotiations continue. And hopefully here before too long, training camp is now just a month away. And hopefully this thing gets done here sooner than later.
That's awesome. We were talking previously about the NHL coming out with kind of their version of the City Connect jerseys. What's your take on that? And do you have some idea as to what you would like to see for Columbus?
I hope there's a cannon on it.
We already have one of those.
A cannon, though, with Boomer
and
whatnot.
Yeah, but we can have another one. I have another one.
Have the Boomer one with the big testicles on it?
Is that what you want? Why do I expect that from you? I knew without even a word coming out of your mouth about it that would be your suggestion.
Did you see that your old buddy from kindergarten, Frankie Valli's, done performing now?
No. I heard on the radio today that he's not retiring.
What are you talking about? I thought his son, who's 81 years old, just came out and said, Dad can't do it anymore.
Well, no, that's not what I heard this morning on the radio. Seriously, on the Goldie Oldie station as I was doing my morning exercise. Are we going to get to name dropping? I've thrown a couple out already.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Guess who was texting me yesterday?
Frankie Valli.
About the book. No, not Frankie Valli, but you're close. You're on the right track. Mr. Michael Bublé.
Shut up.
And he got some advanced chapters, not the book, but he got some advanced chapters, and he was putting together a review, but he texted me yesterday and said, remember, I see that the book is now on Amazon.ca in Canada. And we've had a number of pre-orders from Canada, but yesterday Bublé texted to say, Jeff, I've ordered my copy and I expect that I'll have a review for you. Even though I just saw chapters before, I will review the book cover to cover, just like you will, Mike.
Thank you, Rem.
Michael Bublé.
I'm still waiting for my book.
Can we get Michael Bublé to show up on September 15th?
Oh, if I could make that happen, I would.
Yeah, who's on the guest list for this big shindig?
Yeah, this is an exciting thing.
Well, I hope to have a few of the Blue Jackets there. John Davidson is going to try, now that he's working under the employ of the Buffalo Sabres. He's going to try to make it as well. Mike Russo, the talented writer for The Athletic, who also wrote a foreword along with JD, will be there, hopefully. And there's some other people that we've invited and waiting just for their acceptance. So we'll see.
All right. Thank you, Rim. We're looking forward to it. I'm excited. To you next week.
I look forward to that. Oh, by the way, there will be two. That's a private affair on the 15th, but just invited guests. But there will be two public signings at Buyers Imports by the airport on Hamilton Road on Thursday, and they will have books. Why are you laughing, Jen?
No, I love that. Friday, I'm excited.
On Friday, and this is in advance of the actual release on the 28th, on Friday the 19th, we are going to be at Barnes & Noble on Olentangy, so lots of opportunities to get some autographs and some books on those two dates.
Well, that's right over by the
right
station
by
over here. It's right over at Lenox.
And you can make an appearance there, too.
I charge an appearance fee. Hope you know that.
Whatever it takes.
Oh, yeah, that's what you say.
Fee, open checkbook.
All right. Thank you, Rims.
Hi, Rims.
Always a pleasure.
Name dropping with Jeff Rimmer on the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline.
And yes, according to Frankie Valli on his Facebook page, in spite of what you might have heard, I am not retired, Frankie.
Okay.
Look at when Rimmer's breaking the news on Frankie Valli.
That's what I said. They went to kindergarten together.
Yeah.
All right, back page coming up. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 10-minute delay due to a crash on southbound 270 on the East Outer Belt at Hamilton Road. It's going to be slow from 670. And we've got a couple-minute holdup on westbound 670 from 71 to Neal Avenue. This report is sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Only pay for what you need. Why pay full price when you can customize and save? Switch to Liberty Mutual, and they'll customize your auto and home insurance. So you only pay for what you need. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan Traffic.
Morning Juice is now on YouTube. Weekday morning starting at 6. If you're a fan of Bobby Carpenter, he's ready to attack and dominate. If you're a fan of Jeff Gutoff, drive directly to a hospital. Seriously, The Fan. All your favorite fan shows are available when you want them.
Head to 971thefan.com and hit that subscribe button.
The Fan, Ohio sports destination.
Buckeye Show coming up at the top of the hour. The fine host of the Buckeye Show is The Beamer. Brandon Beam. Hello, Beamer.
Common Man, Jen. All happy Wednesday.
It's all good.
What you were going to say was Common Man Titty. How you doing?
I guess I accidentally called you Mark during the segment we just had with Rimmer, so I guess.
No, Rimmer did.
Oh, Mark did? Mark Riccardi?
Mark Johnson?
Mark Riccardi?
Mark Riccardi.
Mark Riccardi? Rick Rocker?
No, that's Mark Riccardi is my alter ego. Right.
I thought you went by Bryce.
Sometimes that's I do right. When I microwave fish.
Tuna in the microwave.
How did that happen? Do you ever know like the backstory?
No, somebody just probably went to Google Images and just searched common man, just looking for some sort of common dude picture. And it's like, oh, here's this idiot. He looks like he'd microwave fish. Let's use his face for a meme for the next 20 years.
So, like, how did you feel when you first saw that, though?
I didn't care. But what's funny is that it resurfaces like once every couple months.
Yeah.
And people will send it to me like it's the like first time I've ever seen it. It's like I've been seeing it for 20 years.
Like when Jeff Svoboda gets texts about him and Gronk hanging out at the horseshoe.
Exactly.
Oh, this is the first time I've seen this, guys. Thanks. Real original.
Right. What was I going to say? I had something to say.
Oh, sorry about that.
Oh, is Meredith back at school?
She is. Went back last Monday. Wednesday was her first day with kids, and then the storm came in on Tuesday. So kind of a crazy first week. And then, daycare's been closed all week for the boys. So
how has that been for you, my friend?
It's been fun.
Yeah.
It's been fun, tell you that much. I am ready to go to bed when I get home at night.
I'm sure you are. Popping some Quaaludes?
I wish they still existed. I wish they were still on the market. Because I would be an investor in one. Yeah, we went to the park today. That was fun. We went to the barber. So that was cool.
The barber?
Yeah.
Tiki or Rondé?
Rondé. Yeah, big Rondé barber guy, William is. So we did that, and then it was, 10:30. Like, what else am I going to do with the day? So we got home, hung out a little bit, played some trains, played some cars, made some lunch. William went down for a nap, and then, the four-month-old said, hey, guess what? I'm here.
I'm here too.
Yeah, and I said about 3:45 when Meredith got home. Here you go. I got to go into work. See you later.
You're going early today.
Damn right. Got to go even earlier tomorrow.
I do have to come in early tomorrow.
You do have to come in early tomorrow.
What are you doing tomorrow?
This show.
Oh, you are?
It's the only day that we could get help. And so I opted to come in earlier.
That's right. Timmy will be back tomorrow. I'm not here.
Oh, I didn't
tomorrow.
Know that. That's a bummer.
Yeah, it's you and Timmy.
Yeah.
If it makes you feel any better, you know what I'm doing tomorrow? Cleaning out the basement storage room.
I'd rather do that than do a show with Tim.
I actually do. Me too. I actually do get a sick satisfaction from throwing things away. Like
it's the best.
Purging
it does feel really
makes
good.
Me erect. Like I'm in my element tomorrow.
Okay, then.
Yes, yeah, with Tri-State Men's Health.
Yeah.
Go and throw stuff away.
You know what I haven't heard in a very long time? You're just going to be walking around with a Hofty all day.
No, because Hofty's only halfway.
Oh, it is?
I'm saluting full.
Oh, full.
Because Hofty is a combination of hard and soft.
Oh.
Hofty. It's half.
Because when I worked at that place that had the octagon as their logo.
Why can't you just say I worked at Chase?
Because I don't want to give them the satisfaction of saying their name on air.
Say my name.
And we would walk around and we would just go like this. We'd stick our index fingers up.
I was going to say, it's good for the radio.
That meant Hofty. Mm-hmm. And we,
boop. Did you make a little sound effect too?
Boop, boop. No, but we should have.
Beamer, sorry. What's coming up on the Buckeye Show?
Guys, coming up tonight, two full hours. Justin Zwick is hanging out with me. He's done like 19 hours of radio.
I was
going
to say, I scared him earlier when he saw my Jufro. He almost crashed into the wall.
Yeah, so he's hanging out with me this evening. Austin Ward is going to join us around 6:18. Tony Gerdeman of Buckeye Insiders at 7:30. All kinds of good stuff to get into from week two of Ohio State camp.
All right, Buckeye Show, top of the hour, right here on the Fan. Back page.
Backpage.
Sponsored by Care Heating and Cooling. When you need a company you can trust, call 1-800-COOLING.
Jenny?
I'm really glad you're sitting down because this is shocking news.
The Prince?
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are moving back to the UK.
They are?
With the kids.
I didn't think she'd ever go back there.
So the thing is that they're keeping their house in California. They're keeping their vacation house in Portugal.
I thought they lived in Canada.
They did when they first moved to North America. They lived in Canada.
Not a big Royals guy.
Then they moved down. They were staying with Tyler Perry for a while.
That's right. They did stay with
Tyler
Perry.
He's got a whole compound, doesn't he?
I'm sure he does.
Whole city.
He's got a lot of money.
Like down there with like schools and everything, I think.
Over my dead body, you'll be moving back.
Well, good news for them.
Good news for them. So they're moving back.
I'm alive.
They are establishing still a private non-royal home base in Britain. And the kids will be going to school there. And Prince Harry will be back to doing his charitable things, but not under the, you know, crown. And then Meghan Markle will continue to do whatever the hell it is she does.
I gotta tell you, it must be pretty comforting to know that you can just screw up and really no one cares anything about any of your professional endeavors. You just fall right ass backwards into more money.
My whole thing is, like, he wrote that book, Spare, which I read, and it was pretty damning to the royal family. Like, how do you face your family after you write, and the fact that it's called Spare is even crazier.
I don't think he cares that
he doesn't care, but it's just like, wow, that's a family. I mean, I know there's a lot of inbreeding within that family, but still there's a lot of stuff going on.
That's the way of the world back then.
I love inbreeding. Fantastic. I had a cousin who was hung like Secretariat.
Had three eyes.
He also worked at Chase.
Yeah.
Yes. No Hofty's there.
In one ear.
All right.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
Buckeye Show's up next. We'll see you tomorrow. Common Man and Timmy on the Fan.
Fan Traffic.
Sponsored by Meister's Bar and Pizza in Grandview. Come for the pizza, stay for the dive.
We've got a 5-minute slowdown on westbound 270 from 161 to 71 on the north outer belt. And you're looking at some holdup due to an accident that's on westbound 670 near 5th Avenue. Things are moving a little slow from International Gateway. This report is sponsored by Cooper Elliott. A serious injury changes everything. Medical bills, missed work, an uncertain future. At Cooper Elliott, they fight for people whose lives have been turned upside down by someone else's carelessness. Get the justice you deserve. Schedule your no-cost call today at CooperElliott.com. I'm Nicole for 97.1 The Fan.